This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Okay, I've still got two goddamn many buttons to push and pull and go and make things happen. It's only, what, is this week three of video for us?
It is.
I still don't have it all together.
You're doing well.
Thank God this intro music is really long now on the new intro that I made. Stand by, I gotta get our camera shot. We're gonna try this. I think I take that out and I do that. Oh, there we go. Now we've got something going on. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. As I always say, it's a little after 7 o'clock. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here, or there, or wherever you can enjoy our little broadcast. I'm sitting in the studio along with Katie June and Al Perkins. We don't know where the hell Marnie is. She will be late to her own funeral. We already all know that. Yeah. So she's running tardy somewhere, and the door's not locked, so she can get in the studio. So unless you hear some banging somewhere,
then that's her.
It may be her.
There'll be food involved.
Oh, I'm sure she's bringing.
If it's for all of us, then I'm on board.
Yeah, because I didn't plan a snack for this week's show.
Yeah, I
would. I do want to do a tiny little bit of housekeeping for you new viewers as you are watching our podcast. Hi, you're out there. Mom's out there. Whoever else is out there. Couple things for you. If you do get video dropout and or audio dropout while watching the stream, just realize that is part of the interwebs. Sometimes things go faster and slower, so occasionally you might have a glitch here and there. Things are broadcasting out of here 9 times out of 10, pretty much right, so we know that we're on board. Also, don't forget if you are listening to the audio only, don't watch the audio and the... Don't watch the video stream and then the audio-only stream. They do not synchronize. We're trying to get some of these people who are very confused about things all on board for us. But anyway, we're off and running. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You're very busy. You're doing. There's Marnie Ryer.
Go ahead.
What? What happened?
I guess my Facebook sign-in for this fucking iPad is different than my Facebook login for any other device I have.
It shouldn't be.
Is that what you're
having some technical difficulties of your own?
Yeah, that was the problem a couple of weeks ago, is I can't, like... And now it's trying to make me type two fancy cursive words.
It doesn't recognize... it doesn't recognize the device. So you're having to make it recognize...
So do you put the space in or do you not put the space in?
I don't...
I think you do put the space.
We'll have to... Can you hold it up so I can see it? So I don't have to...
Listeners, tune in.
Yeah,
people, if you know what we're talking about.
Oh my God, what the hell's happening?
Like, this is like the seventh...
Put the space.
I thought there was... Isn't it two lines?
It's two separate words.
I thought it was two lines, two separate things.
I don't know.
Not sure. Well, there's Marn.
Hi, Marn. Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now, you do realize now that people can see that you come in late.
But you look really cute.
Well, thanks.
So, yeah.
Well, there's that.
You've got a color scheme going
you
here.
You do. I like it a lot. What?
Oh, all the, even down to your little shoes.
Oh, absolutely. The shoes have to match that there has to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a good gay man, Marnie.
Absolutely.
That's
a true story.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, and for those that know me that are watching, they're like, duh.
Well, right. Well, I even announced that we you're in transit somewhere. We don't know where you are.
This
but you'll be late for your
new
funeral. It doesn't really matter.
Totally.
You'll be here.
Yeah. I'll still be here, but, you know.
We figured that the delay had something with food.
No,
but
not this week.
That's sad.
That's how little time I had, so I apologize.
Oh, no. No, because really...
Oh, no, I thought about that.
Those of us sitting in here for 3 solid hours on a Tuesday probably don't need to eat any more snickerdoodles or chocolate-covered anything.
Yeah, well, sitting completely still.
No, I wanted to bring actual food tonight.
Oh. So. I thought about having something ordered in, but I'm not sure. But then I realized that my friend, our friend, Jason Carlton and Ruben from Charlie's, they were out having a happy hour drink, and I thought, well, maybe we should invite them to pop in for beverages.
Sure.
Then I realized that there's nothing about that that's a good idea, because they were drinking like...
When were they at happy hour?
Like about 4.
Right. Was today the Irish car bomb day that I saw something? Jason, or was that yesterday?
No, it was a couple days. Well, he may have done it again today,
but a few days ago,
he and his boyfriend Shane were having Irish car bombs at George and Dragon, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I love the George.
Yeah, it's been forever since I've been there.
It has been a long time, too. Fantastic. I lived right across the street.
in the apartment.
In the park?
Just, yeah, I was just going to say, well.
Under a tree.
She had a lovely cardboard box.
Happy camping to you, sir or ma'am.
Used crayons on it. Yeah.
Well, this was pre-Palmer.
It was decorated. Oh, it was pretty. Yeah, yeah. But it was a good. It was like a good walking bar. I was in those apartments right there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So it was a very convenient place, a watering hole.
True.
Very fun.
It's still a good walking bar for me. I've walked there a couple times.
Yeah. From where you are?
Mm-hmm. Also in the park, he was my neighbor. Just a few trees down.
Two shrubs away.
Two trees and a bush south, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well.
Let it go.
Well, maybe not a bush.
Wow. Letting it go. That was my point.
Okay, there's so that.
Hey, wait, we've got.
What happened?
Erin.
Hi, honey.
Is on board for next week. Yep. She's committing at this point. We're holding you to it.
Oh, I can see this. 10
bar and bringing goodies.
10 bar and bring goodies.
Erin, that would be so much fun.
Why not?
Well, I love that's it.
Fun. Is she on spring break?
Yeah.
Next week? That's fantastic.
We must take advantage of those. Yeah. We must take advantage of those times. So, yeah, so she can. Is she going to wear a special outfit to be.
Well.
No, probably not. No, it's just
like a candy green and yellow.
Oh, go to hell. Straight to hell.
No, wait a minute. Is it? Because that's not.
It's not. She can wear green and that's fine.
Okay, cherry cloth shorts.
So even though it's.
I love it. Right?
Even though it's
cherry
several,
cloth shorts.
God bless her.
Like most leprechauns. She'll be in 70s running gear.
From Sears. Those are from Sears.
From Sears.
Circa 1978.
The truly the softer side.
Old Navy. Everything's from Old Navy.
Truly the softer side.
Remember when everybody a couple years ago tried to make velour happen again? Yeah. Remember that sad week?
Yeah.
And I kept telling people, I have the bathroom mat to match your shirt at home.
Yeah. Or it's the interior of an 82 Grand Prix.
Exactly. Or remember at Denny's when they used to have, that's what this reminds me of. Remember the latchwork artistry on the walls at Denny's? You need a bottle opener? Is that what this whole
level is? Yeah, that's what I'm like,
For the love of
there
Jesus.
There should be one right over there.
But do you remember all the horrible latchhook artistry on the walls of Denny's?
I have to say I don't.
Back when they had a bar.
I do not.
Back when they served beer and liquor in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Denny's in Scottsdale and
like Osborne?
Osborne. Yeah.
Not all
had
of them
a bar
did.
For years. Not all
Thank
of them.
35th Avenue in Bethany was also one that served.
And they were shit-ass cocktails, but let me tell you.
I didn't know about bar, but
it went right along with that shitty Moons Over My Hammy. So it worked out.
Which, by the way, 2 o'clock in the morning isn't shitty.
No, at 2 a.m., they're fantastic.
And I used the phrase latchhook artistry, so that tells you that we really were at a certain level. The drunker you are, though, the better that Moons Over My Hammy starts to taste.
Oh, it does.
And then the worse the diarrhea is the next day.
Okay.
You know what we used to do?
That only
I'm
has
just
one
curious,
exit.
Now, is that like from Ronco? Like the latchhook thing? Was that like a Ronco
no,
Stunning
you know,
style?
I don't know. It used to have other names.
Remember Ronco?
Should we Google that? Because I don't know what
skis.
That is.
Either. I had the skis. They were like that long.
God, I loved Ronco.
I loved Ronco.
I used to, I was so excited when that damn food dehydrator commercial would come on. And I was like a little kid, and I was just beside myself with excitement.
So you are always on these trends.
What's the next best thing? What's the next? Well, what's the next best
Ronco,
thing?
Every Ronco, the hair that really—they actually sold. I don't remember this one, and it didn't have its full own infomercial. It was just like a little commercial on the food dehydrator,
like a 2-minute
infomercial,
thing, right?
For the door, Snippet? The little for the it was to protect your car door. And it was an inflatable raft.
Oh, that hung in the center. Right.
Yes. I that one I hated because I felt like I could make that. And they were, you know, charging $15.99 for it or whatever. I kind of hated. That was a real cop-out product. But the food dehydrator, God damn it, if I didn't want to be eating my own fruit roll-ups every day. And my parents said no. Every
Mine
time.
Is the thing that made, remember the thing that shrunk all your sweaters down to a 1-inch by 1-inch thing?
Oh, the space bag.
The space bag that had a vacuum attack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can take your car and put it in this bag and park it in your pocket.
I finally bought those.
Oh my gosh. Those
I bought space bags.
I just want to get a little buzz and that's make awesome. Sweater smaller.
Right.
I know I can do that in my dryer, but I want to do it
in a plastic bag. And with your
doors.
Vacuum cleaner.
Now, wait. Put the camera on Katie again.
Stand, which one?
Just keep my mic on, but put the camera on. Okay, now behind her, there's these things, these burlap sacks.
Right.
Now,
I thought you just wanted to look at my beautiful hair.
Latchhook artistry. Remember, you would poke holes in it, so you would make a picture of grass.
I know what you're talking about.
So you would just poke like one thing of yarn through.
Oh, I see.
Until it was thick, and you'd use every one of those holes until you had like a horrible
outdoors.
But it was what was in all Denny's until, I don't know, until I got sober. So probably tomorrow.
When was that? You're full of shit.
Yeah.
Liar.
When, I was saying, when are you sober?
That's fantastic. That no, it. We used to go, my favorite Denny's, was the cheesy fries, and that was like a really super late night treat, and their strawberry malts. And I would get it every time, and I may or may not have been
smoking weed. Sir or ma'am.
Now, was this a Denny's in Nantucket or here?
This is actually the gay Denny's.
Because
when I was in high school and a theater geek in high school, that was like a really cool place for us to hang out. Like, we wanted to come to Central Phoenix the gay Denny's.
Absolutely.
It was like a cool.
Because you probably knew
pilgrimage.
A few gay gentlemen while you were in the theater.
One or two. Yeah. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
We did. Ours was on breaks from theater in high school. There was a McDonald's and a Denny's at the end of the street. So we would like pool our money. And that was the only time in my life I ever ate McDonald's was with theater. Like,
yes.
We would put all of our money on the counter.
With theater people.
And we would just, we would throw all our money on the counter and be like, how many chicken nuggets can we get with this? And it was me and Gina Cerise and all these people. We would empty our pockets and make them count it out. Okay, 6 chicken nuggets, 7 chicken nuggets. You're up to 12 piece. Is it extra for sauce, sir or ma'am? Yeah.
However, you self-identify.
Exactly.
Damn it. You'll have to forgive me. I'm going to probably cough through this whole goddamn show.
Really can't tell.
Yeah, well.
Aaron apparently passed out on the bathroom floor of that Denny's, the gay Denny's.
Oh, the Jenny's.
Mm-hmm.
The
Jenny's.
Yeah. Actually, there are a lot of people that I'm sure we all know.
Oddly.
Well, no.
I mean, oddly.
You could probably convince a lot of people that was a rotating restaurant because so many people have had the spins in those booths.
Oh, my God.
The Denny's spins, doesn't it? Yeah, I remember. Returning.
You know what else actually spun on its own axis was the parking lot at Hamburger Mary's.
A lot.
Another rotating.
If Jason Carlton has listened, he watched my darkest day at the Hamburger Mary's.
Oh. I didn't realize it was the darkest.
I didn't either.
You know, the little things that I don't know what they're called that you park your car up against.
Little curbs.
The little curbs, but they're only like one car.
Yeah, little cement blocky things.
Yeah, they stop your car from, I don't know, going more than 10 miles an hour into the building.
Yeah.
Less than 10 miles an hour. I think more than you'll go right over it. I had thrown up on everything, passed out everywhere, and eventually I made my peace with sleeping like a plank on one of those things.
Oh, just on the top, like the 6-inch wide?
I just laid there until I could be rescued.
That was fantastic. There's was always... it like Rapunzel? Did you put your hair down?
That was your spot.
I probably still had hair at the time. Maybe. It was after a pride and a long day of drinking, and we were finally going to go, because I eat. Like, there is no such thing as a day without food for me. I don't do that whole, like, because anytime that there's no food and then there's liquor, you'll just find me vomiting. Like, that is how that path goes. Yes.
So we want to reflect back to the Oscars.
Yeah. So once you see me getting in that hyper bipolar drunk state, you got to start asking, like, when did you eat?
Right.
I should remember that because.
Yeah, make a note.
That is funny.
Because you don't see it very often, but when you do, you know there's vomiting.
You make a mark when you.
Yeah, and it's orange usually.
Which makes no sense to me, but I didn't, whatever.
Oh, because the only thing I had was buffalo chicken.
Oh, yeah, which was good.
But that day, I went in to get something to eat, and I went to the bathroom, and Carlton puts. I don't salt anything. Like, I do not use salt. I don't like the taste of it. Yeah, I'm not a salt person. So I went to the bathroom and ordered my food, and Jason, thinking that we were going to share, and he salts everything. And he puts like 16 times more than I think a human should ever even be able to eat. He put it on there, and so I'm trying to like absorb liquor, and all I did was get like completely dried out and dehydrated. And I was trying to like chug water, and it just everything.
Forget it.
And you were probably working that day, or one of you two was, and you probably were like, get the drunk queen out of here.
I love that.
Oh, no, we probably just joined him.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
We were definitely taking shots.
Well, if me and Carlton came in, I'm sure you guys were trying to buy us shots and drinks.
Oh, that sure. Was just the best.
Kelly, the coolest kids in school just came
in. Absolutely. Let's give them booze.
Kelly remembers one time, and it just made me think when you said pride, and this has nothing to do with like being too drunk, but coming in after a pride and the toilets had backed up, and I don't think that I was working there at this time.
Oh, my God.
And she walked in to like, mid calf, like shit toilet water right in the front door.
Oh, God, I remember.
But
that.
She said the worst part, she's like, the worst part was, and this is, I guess, where the drunkenness plays in, they walked through it to get to the bar and go have food and drink.
On a mission.
Shit water floating around your ankles.
We call that a lake.
10, 11 years ago in the dog days of summer, I don't think, it was a Sunday night, so it was just karaoke at BS West, and this was. Like more than a decade ago, I think it was still the old bar setup. And hottest day of the summer, our air went out. Then the toilets backed up. Oh. We could not keep people out. The place was overflowing, and I was so
busy. In more ways than once.
I mean, seriously, the toilets were over, and people were, like, staying and singing, and, like, you're singing in toilet water.
This is gross.
There's a bar on either side of this building. Like, just cross the alley and go get a drink. Like, leave so we can clean up.
Yeah.
No one left.
No.
Based in after clothes, people were still, like, sloshing around. And I'm like, this isn't delightful back of the toilet water, which you can drink in the zombie apocalypse. This is in the toilet water. Like, no longer potable.
That's so horrible.
And actually, you're actually standing in a drink that you drank 3 hours
ago.
Exactly.
It's the rental so beer later really, that same night.
Thanks for putting the real perspective to it.
Yeah.
That's good. Your own drink.
And then the one or two people that didn't go to Howard Johnson's to take a dump. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
That's, in Buffalo, that's what we used to call it. When nobody was ever going to accidentally take a poop in a gay bar.
So you're like,
you got to go to the Howard Johnson's.
The Hojo's.
A gay bar or anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
If you're me.
But Hojo's is always acceptable. Not even a Denny's.
Like, home is that's it. It's home and Hojo's. And nothing.
Home and Hojo's.
When you're 30 miles from home,
you
Hojo's.
Gotta, yeah.
Yes. Oddly, we have a story that is along those lines coming up in headlines in just a little while. It's 7:15. It is the show on Q Talk America.
That's a lot of talk about backed up toilets.
It really was.
Or sprinkles.
We've started out this.
I think it's a ringing endorsement of Denny's that's where the conversation
and
is.
And Hojo's, my God.
Well, there you have
we're going to get a letter. We're gonna get sued.
We're not
means
singing.
We've made it.
No,
oh, that's paying for it.
Defamation.
Yeah, that's right. That's
defamation right. of logos or trademarks
this
or whatever.
Is all fact.
So, Katie, you said something. You took a bike ride the other day.
I did.
That was my subtle segue into what's up with you guys this week.
Yeah, I am. I've decided that I need to be I need to be. I said to Kelly today, a better mom, but I think I need to use my time more wisely because how is it that I stay, I don't work and I can't like make breakfast, do laundry, like clean the house and play with my daughter like all in the same day. Like it's one or the other.
I think it's called on-demand TV as we were discussing
exactly.
earlier.
Oh, that's right. You were.
It is like I think I've said before, we have our activity every morning. We wake up, we do one activity and then like the rest of the day I feel like is just shot and I don't know how. So I'm trying to do my own scheduling now. So we went for a bike ride, a nice, 45 minutes down the bridle path on Central. Today we grocery shopped. We went out to lunch with a friend. Tomorrow I'm making pancakes.
Nice.
For breakfast. That's a good mom thing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my shit
certainly
together.
Certainly not fancy. You made it sound like you're making, like, that's a Bisquick biscuit just poured differently.
Right.
Yeah. I actually had to buy the Bisquick today at the store when we went to the store.
I think it's a big deal.
It is.
I think it's a big deal.
So
it
I'm
is.
Just trying
to.
Did
you like, elite? Now, are you, what, how were you, like, fess up? Is it like a mix where you just add water or are you, like, doing it?
Well, I think it's. Eggs
like an
water.
Egg, right.
Okay, that's fine. As long as
and maybe
egg.
Oil.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, then that's a pancake.
It's like baking
a
cake.
That's a lot of it. Yep. That's a lot of ingredients.
That is, you're in.
See, it's my mom that, makes
you're in good mom status.
Okay, yeah. See, my mom makes pancakes.
Can I hark back to, Denny's makes those. So you might,
I know.
I would just stop by.
I know.
Or
when I was pregnant,
fruity.
I ate them.
I will just give you a little serving suggestion.
Yeah.
Just a dollop and do not use yogurt or I will come over there and slap you. Use just a dollop of sour cream in the mix and they're like.
Really?
Yes. And do not use yogurt.
No, I have sour cream.
Shut up. Molly,
seriously,
do not
how about
buy
Harrison?
Into that.
Is Harrison gonna?
She said not it was buy delicious. Into that whole yogurt bullshit because here you want you're not looking for consistency or
right.
weight loss. That sour cream, nothing else like it.
Okay,
just a dollop. It doesn't take much.
I'm into it.
Into the whole, and you can make 30 pancakes with that one dollop, and they'll just
well,
taste
I'll
better.
Let you know.
The I'll let you bring that up. Rebar downtown for their brunch here in Phoenix. Has sour cream pancakes, and I thought they were joking to me when I first tried them, and I'm like, okay, these are just like crack.
It just
They're
takes
fantastic.
It's just a drop. All it does is it makes them a little bit richer. You just get a little bit more out of your.
It's all good
because you can use like skim milk and stuff like that. Like you can cut back everywhere else. Just that, and it's just that one little dollop.
Okay.
And, oh, it's heaven.
A dollop a daisy, if you will.
A dollop
my
a daisy.
My mom makes pancakes, and she makes them from scratch, and they're gorgeous and amazing. And it's a Kiss the Cook recipe, you know, that restaurant over on in Glendale. It's like this little, gourmet country shop kind of thing, and it's delicious.
I think he means you.
I am.
That's me a, that's, or
your body.
That's where you want it to be, right there.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There you go.
But anyhow, so that was what we did. We went on a bike ride. I wanted to say I had said to Clayton, but I'm super, super appreciative of you guys being cool about last week. Kelly's mom was feeling well, and so we went and spent some time with family.
Oh, so nice.
That was really nice.
That was highly
hashtag inappropriate. Yeah. Hashtag bad timing.
What's that?
Molly put more like defecation of character.
That was funny.
I looked down at the wrong time. I apologize.
No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
That was really bad timing.
That was, but it was funny.
Well done.
So that was good. So that was kind of our last week, and now I'm gearing up for the gala. The HRC gala is happening this Saturday.
Oh, and is Clayton is your host?
I'm not the host.
But he's our voice of God.
I do. Well, and I didn't call it that. That is a term that they use for their production. It's just a voiceover. So I'm the guy that's behind the scenes when, you know, between the segments, because they do an entire video production, like the whole thing, and it's all recorded. But I'm the guy that is like at the Oscars where, please welcome Oscar winner, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I say those things, and it's all scripted. So I don't get to ad lib and make funny comments about
it. Probably have been at the HRC dinner.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. So that's happening. I want you to know, so the tickets are not cheap. I think they're $200 or $250. But next year, I've been invited to be the co-host of the dinner.
Okay.
So I really need you guys.
You need to work on that pancake recipe.
Yeah. To come. So I'm telling all of my friends in advance. It is a year's notice.
Okay.
Start saving your nickels.
I'm not going to save $250 for that, huh?
Can you just like think of? I mean, I just said something.
I'll hang
just
on the parking lot.
Okay,
I'm not gonna do that.
But
oh, but wait, but
I'll
she's
hang
gonna
on the parking lot.
Finish your story. What you were just telling me about the 10-year.
Oh yeah, so it'll be the 10-year anniversary.
Okay.
So maybe we'll have like a the goal is to get a really 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 super fabulous guest.
Right.
I mean,
thank
we always
you.
Have great.
Thank you.
Well,
all
I mean,
we
have good Al guests. Al and I will do it. If that's what you wanted, just get to the fucking point.
But hopefully we'll have a really good guest. Just don't shoot me down quite yet. Give me
I wasn't shooting. I said I'd hang out in the parking lot.
Okay. I'm in, but I just had a total and complete brain fart. What? Who's it for?
It's HRC. For human rights.
Oh, human rights.
So it's we're working so that you know, for marriage.
Do you have like the cute little poor section in the back for people? Like
we have student
maybe
tickets.
You could have like here's the VIP. Like there's all the cool kids, and then you could have like look those poor fuckers in the back. I want to
we wrangle
table.
Them up and put you on bleachers.
Totally. Yeah, like stadium seating.
We know
all
they,
about
it's
a good
they
idea.
Did that when Donna Summer played with the symphony here, they had the tickets available, and they were quite a bit. And it was, you know, it was supposed to be dressy and you're going to the symphony and they had all the seats. Well, they didn't sell out the symphony and she likes to sell out. So then they lowered the price for like back seats and they sold a lot of those. And they're like, well, how about a middle price? And you can sit with the people that paid all the money. So by the end, the concert was full, but like people had paid like $20.
Sure. Yeah.
When I had paid all this money. So there's like, and I think I wore a suit.
You
I think
did
I
wear
actually
a suit.
Wore a suit.
You did.
So I
was
the symphony and I paid all that money. And then there's somebody next to me in like shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, motherfucker.
It is Phoenix
that's
fancy.
How
I hate that. Because when
fancy.
I go to,
that's true.
When I go to Gamage, I want to dress up. If I'm going to a show and I'm going out for the night and you inevitably will have some dickhead in flip-flops. Like, it's
we
Phoenix
have
fancy.
Reached the Katie is on fire tonight. She said more swear words than anybody else
I
on
have.
The show.
Yeah, I like it.
It's 23 minutes in. I got to make up for last week.
Absolutely.
No, but that's true. But I Donna Summer concert, because I was with you, and because you were like down, like you were touching her. You were so close to the stage.
It was like second row.
And
see,
I was back up a few rows, which was fine with me. I didn't make any difference. But like the woman right in front of me, you know, she was in like a tube top and flip flops. Swear to God, because I took a picture and
it's
posted it.
It's not a 70s summer concert, right. Although it sounds like it.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm fucking different than sitting up with the folks that are paying the same amount. I'm saying like, you know, have it. You know, have your dinner and be eating your goat's milk or whatever the fuck they're going to put on there, and then give me a PB&J.
Yeah, but I like the HRC, and I think don't they have a store in San Francisco? Somebody help me out with this. Doesn't HRC have like a little novelty store
you know,
to help raise money
I know
in San
in
Francisco?
Washington,
I actually
I
okay. Do they have
Washington
my
D.C.?
Yeah, I don't know because there is one in San Francisco. It's really cool, but I don't think it goes to HRC. But I've bought. I got one year there for Christmas, like ornaments but it goes to one of their local HIV organizations or something like that.
Yeah, but the.
I don't think it's an HRC. But
that San Francisco store was probably one of my funnest trips to San Francisco. And Ryan, that used to live here, Freeman, he and I went to San Francisco for Thanksgiving one year.
So
is that his new name, Ryan, that used to live here, Freeman?
Well, I couldn't come up with his last name until halfway through the apology sentence. Imagine that, me not knowing someone's name. But we had the best.
Is it in your
phone? We went in that store and we were playing, probably. They're playing like really fun music and there was like a cute guy behind the counter that was real flirty, yes. and we were shopping and we bought all kinds of
stuff you don't need.
That sounds like the Andrew Christian store in West Hollywood.
I know.
Yeah, but it was, but you... And I would give money to them too. I'm not but
I have. So yeah, there's that.
I'm certainly not gonna. I'm not gonna pay more than like you. I'll be in the back. I'll be in the PB&J section of the underwear. Totally. I'm not spending any money on panties. For the love of God, Hanes and Fruit Bloom do just fine.
So
thank
good.
You, man.
But it does feel good.
I
to
went
wear.
For good
choice.
Sales.
It's yeah. good choice. You know,
that's me. Yes. I do sales because I want to wear some nice panties. But
I wore
tighty whiteies
until
ones.
Like the late '90s. So.
I love it.
And I'm only slightly up the food chain from that
I
now.
I love it. I love.
Why are you all looking at me?
I don't know. I'm thinking sexy underwear.
I have
underwear.
No time in my life wondering
yes.
what you wear
I think,
underwear.
Yeah. You look at me, you think sexy underwear.
Right.
I think that is really what you should be thinking.
Yeah.
Moni, let's dissolve this conversation into what you've been up to.
Yeah, just working. Seriously, it's just been a very, very long week of work.
It's only Tuesday.
No, from last week.
Oh, from last week. Yeah, all right.
From last week. Did a dinner on Saturday, just like Oregano's, was able to see Jason, hadn't seen him for a long time.
Oh, Covert, Jason Covert.
Yeah, and,
Covert Ops.
Yeah,
I like
Covert
his
Ops,
name.
Yep, and, so that was very fun, but really nothing otherwise, just
wow.
relaxing, yeah.
Wait, where did you go for dinner? I'm sorry, did you say
Oregano's?
Oregano's.
Yeah,
did
Oregano's.
You drink the,
I haven't been there
I have
ages.
Two Bellinis.
Bellinis.
Yeah, I haven't had that much sugar.
Two drink limit.
And then Sunday I did the same thing. So I have done everything so to go good. Against any good that I have done. Yeah. Fuck it. And but Saturday I did. I sat down and I was so tired, so ridiculously tired. And it sounded right. So I'm like a Bellini.
Yeah. Oh my God,
sucked
yeah.
That
they're
shit
enjoyable.
Down and I guess I'll have another. Thank
They're
you.
They're enjoyable.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
May I have
another? just one more, really man. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you.
I can think
Don't
back,
give me more.
I can think back to a few Sway event meetings with Clayton that would start at Oregano's, and the intent was really, really there. I mean, we had like
oh,
the best intentions
best
that we were going to get some work done. And with Matt Little.
Yes.
And like after one Bellini, shit was out the window. We weren't working at all. We were hashtag working, sort of. No.
Yeah.
And just like drink Bellinis all
hashtag
afternoon.
Hashtag drunk is really what that was. Yes,
after school, we would go there. That was like one of our, we would do Macayo's, the Depot Cantina.
Oh, fun.
Or we started doing the Macayo's downtown, or we would do Oregano's. And that's, we just, any steam that we had built up through the week of
right.
of yeah. school, we would just burn it off there in the most horrifying social ways. Laughter, tears, screaming.
Absolutely. And yummy.
And that's hard for me to drink there because they don't serve vodka. They only serve funky drinks that I won't drink. Right. But they do have margaritas.
Do you know what the worst bar is? Fat Tuesday? Fat Tuesday is the worst bar ever because they only have those horrible frozen things.
Right. Yeah.
And they kind of like that.
And like two of them, and you're like, all right, we need to move on.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm so drunk, I can't move.
Which reminds me, I have frozen things in the freezer I've got to bring over from last week that I've got
to do. I know. I have a couple, and my window to move these things out of my house to here is closing as it gets warmer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have two frozen mixer things to bring in.
Oh, okay.
I think one's like a strawberry daiquiri, it just needs liquor, and the other one's the margarita.
Well, why is your window? I mean, how long does it take you to get here? 12 minutes?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it will get here as a soggy mess.
The hotter it gets.
Right, because for some reason my backpack, this iPad heats up everything. I don't know why.
I think it's you generating the heat.
No, it's not. I am ice cold. I have the body temperature of the undead.
If it's something about alcohol, perhaps I can just stop by, pick it up, and bring it here.
Yeah, it's just
so that it won't melt.
Well, then it'll get here at 7:45.
You still
57.
Have until 10.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, thank you.
But well, actually, throughout the week, though, I should just pop by and grab it and drop it because I make trips in and out of here all the time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I can just
because they're in my freezer and it's two fun mixers. I've got some fun stuff for blender drinks at home that I need.
We enjoy fun stuff in a freezer.
I could actually, though, imagine this. I could drive my car somewhere and come here.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Oh.
No.
How good.
Well, you only drive your car to and from that restaurant. You're good. That's all you do.
It's a year and 7 days old today.
Nice.
It doesn't have 5,000 miles
okay.
on it.
And I think it's been washed four times.
No, that's a dirty, rotten lie. It's been washed like almost every month. I wash that car more than I drive it.
Oh, I thought I was the only one who ever washed your car.
No.
Oh.
Do you go outside and wash it yourself?
No.
Are you high?
Surely you just.
You're going to see if I've ever mowed a lot. Well, I have mowed a lot.
Yeah, well, there's
not,
that.
Not since my teenage years.
No, sure. He is
since
not.
Since you did it for allowance.
He is not going out to wash anything.
That'd okay. So you drive it to get it washed.
It would take an apocalypse-like event.
Yeah. That's a good point.
To get you out washing your car. Washing cars is no fun.
I can't even imagine the circumstances that would be involved.
Speaking of things I know you never do, I noticed when I was at your house, was it yesterday I stopped by? Yeah. That all of your flower bed's been cleaned out. So clearly that human that you pay to come and do
my
stuff.
My lawn human has run out of things to do because the grass isn't growing very well.
Yet.
I think it's respectful.
I think it is as well.
He can't call it Lawn Boy because it's a copyrighted name.
Everyone gets human at the end of their title. Sure. So he comes, and he's very nice, and he said, he's like, do you mind if I clean out that planter? I'm like, well, eventually you're going to have to. That's what I'm paying you for.
Right.
And I meant that in the nicest possible
way.
He was mildly offended. So he cleaned it out last week, and he's like, they might die. I'm like, these fuckers won't die. I'm in charge of them, and they're alive. So clearly, there's no killing them.
Could you unlock
every
a gate?
Every tree in my yard is... Yes, no, he goes back there like every third week.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, the backyard is not bad.
Well, no, I understand that, but I mean a couple times.
If you smoked, you would have seen it during the Oscars. It was really clean. He cleaned it up for me.
Yeah. I never
take up that habit. You call him your lawn human. Things.
I didn't get out of my recliner much.
I had a pool human in my other house. My first house, I had a pool human, the cleaning
God,
human,
I wish
the lawn
we did.
Human.
We do a cleaner. We do like an inside cleaning person like twice a year, like every 6 months. And it is just glorious. The rest of the time, I'm the stupid cleaning human.
One time I used a maid a couple, like, what was it, like 2 years ago, I used Mark Martinez as a maid and just wanted, like, the house just needed to be freshened a little bit. Okay, she came in and they, like, I went for a 4-hour bike ride. It wasn't long enough. She's like, I need more time. Oh, and she had an assistant, like her husband slash son slash cousin. I don't know who he was, but he's cute.
Yeah.
So I went away for a couple more hours. I came back, and I'm not joking with you. I stood in my guest room and cried because I thought, I'm like, oh my God, I just won a prize on a game show. I didn't know my house was this nice.
I just won a prize.
And Rob was so funny. He's like, why are you crying? I'm like, because it looks so nice in here.
It's gorgeous.
How about you, sir?
Well, you can probably tell from my voice, I never, ever, ever get sick, but apparently somebody needed to stay at my house, Michael, you know Michael?
Sure.
Very ill. He couldn't, like for 2 days, no voice, couldn't talk, so he actually crashed on my couch. And it's one of those things where he builds the nest on my couch where there's the humidifier and his phone, his laptop, and he's bundled up, and no matter how fucking hot it was in the house, he was freezing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all that shit.
So, is he feeling better?
He's bounced back, he's fine. So I'm on the very tail end of what I caught, which has really just been cold and sinus stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that.
But if he's got a temperature, he probably had the flu.
May have. I don't know.
That's the little flu kicker.
Well, but the kicker is with him, which I didn't realize, when he was younger, he never had his tonsils out. Everything that he's been having issues with, somehow is revolving around that. But the doctors are like, they don't need to come out yet. And I'm like, that seems to be your only fucking problem.
Tonsils.
I understand that. I'm like, they need to come out.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't. There's no reason to take
it.
Of thought is over.
No, no, no.
If you don't have a sore throat.
No, that's what I'm. They keep getting infected. They need to go.
Yeah.
Now,
I had chronic strep throat. I wish mine would
have. That seems to be the common thread to all of his issues is those goddamn tonsils. But
I had chronic strep throat as a child, and my mom didn't believe in it. She was like, absolutely not. They stay. So me and my sisters both have them. Like,
but
I
have mine. Apparently
they have some. There's some. There was.
I don't know.
And I don't know if it transferred past the 70s, but there was this old wives' tale that
where
they
everyone would get them removed, right?
Well, yes, but then the backlash to it was that it had something to do with immunity and they were better for you. I don't know.
Aaron just got hers out a year ago.
Oh, and isn't it brutal as an adult?
I heard that it was as you're older, it is more difficult.
And she's truly a pain in the ass. She wouldn't take, and I love her, but she wouldn't take any kind of pain stuff.
I'd be signing me up.
And she would take pain medication. But, like, as far as, like, a throat lot, just anything to kind of try to soothe it or do this and that, no, there was none of that. And so I told her she was a pain in the ass. And they're called anal Jesus, so she was a pain in the ass.
That's very funny.
I like that. But she had it was awful. She would get, and because of the kids, I mean, surrounded by the kids, she would get strep throat, I think she said, like, 2 or 3 times a year.
Oh, if I was surrounded by the kids, I'd have to be the boy in the plastic bubble.
Yeah.
I could not do it.
And now, you know, knock on wood, you know, things have been great, but, I went with her to the doctor, and he said, do you want to, he was all excited, which is creepy.
Yeah.
Do you want to see it?
No.
Which is odd for me because I was like, okay. He was that excited. Normally I'd be like, no.
I always want to see it.
Oh my God, I went over there. And it was one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. I don't know how she was I'm not sure alive. I mean, talking, it was just, it looked so painful. And then she got that out and has been good.
And too, I only know the Ruthie version of it. So like me and my sisters have them and like absolutely don't touch them. But I don't know if that's really true. I know nothing about tonsillitis or anything. Nothing.
Yeah. So sorry about that, Clayton.
Well, all made
it's
up.
Quite all right. Now, that was our medical moment. Thank you very much.
With no knowledge.
Dr. Ryer, paging Dr. Ryer.
Well, I tell you. Knowledge is used very sparingly on this show anyway. And Al working at that restaurant, he's no good.
No, not at all.
It is 7:35. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name's Clayton. I'm here along with Katie, Al, and Marnie. If you're not getting video, reboot, chill out. It's a goddamn bandwidth issue. We're broadcasting perfectly right out of the Q Talk Plaza. We'll be back in just moments right here on, what is it called? Q Talk America.
And now, we dance.
From your friends at Q Talk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at Q Talk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our Q Talk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/Q Talk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code Q Talk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Q Talk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com. Now a look at headlines on Q Talk America on this Tuesday night. When you gotta go, you gotta go. But sometimes it'll cost you. Batman turns over a wanted man to authorities. A man gets his high school diploma 88 years later. A woman sues Walmart over a candy bar. And officer, I just don't understand why you pulled me over. These scintillating stories and much more coming up right now on Headlines on Q Talk America. Oh, for the love, for the love, for the love. Well, we go to the lovely, charming state of New York. Where's Nunda, New York? Do you know, Al? Nunda, N-U-N-D-A. Nunda?
I am not familiar.
You're
I
got not? Nunda,
but I'll Google it in a second.
Okay.
Because I finally found out where the last town you asked me about was.
Oh, okay. There's that. I don't know. Where was it?
Somewhere.
What was it? What was it? Right.
Oh,
anyway, I think it was the lady with the stripper.
Oh, with the child, the 16-year-old.
I was off slightly. It was a little bit south and east of Rochester.
Got it. Well,
everybody covered that story after us, too.
Everyone.
By the way,
no, yes. Everybody. I noticed that.
Cutting edge of news here.
I saw all over CNN.
I thought the same thing. It was all over every news station.
Our election coverage was on, and we're just rolling through.
Even David Packman was 2 days later than we were on that story.
I kept seeing it nationally at other places.
Good one.
Well, I scour the internet there, Katie.
Absolutely.
State police say a 56-year-old Western New York woman was nearly three times over the legal limit for drunk driving when troopers spotted her traveling down the freeway with one front tire. Authorities say troopers stopped Roxanne Tallman's vehicle Saturday as she was driving without the front passenger side tire in her rural hometown of Nunda, which is apparently in Livingston County, 45 miles south of Rochester.
Oh, well, now there we go.
Now we know.
Take that off your list.
I was just about to look, too.
Troopers say Tallman had an open bottle of vodka in the vehicle and oddly failed a sobriety test. Police say that she had a blood alcohol level of 0.21, which is well over.
But still below Diana Ross.
Well, yes.
All things are compared to Diana Ross.
For you, of course they are.
Yeah.
Let me see what I was in. I don't think that's bad.
She was charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated, felony DWI, and an unsafe tire. How did they say? They didn't even have the tire.
Unsafe.
Unsafe.
wheel?
Unsafe tire. She is held in the county jail on a $5,000 bail, and it could not be determined if she had a lawyer.
Wow, outside of Florida that happens too.
That's right, exactly.
Not often. No.
Now this story should just be chalked up to you're fucking stupid. Huntsville, Alabama.
And the others, how are they?
This is, must be the, really the worst of the worst.
Comparatively speaking.
We grade them on a curve.
As the needle lays and down,
and
takes a nap.
And that woman can't go around the curve because of the tire. So, yeah. You know.
She's really straightforward or she's to the left.
Right, there's that. Oh, what happened leaning. Here? There's that. Oh, I picked the wrong person. Where the hell is Al's? Oh, sometimes these things get...
Do you have any idea? I mean,
no,
I don't.
I have no idea.
So I can't judge.
Let's go back this.
we can judge, but we have no idea.
Jesus, we should start. I got to go get that stuff out of the freezer. A Huntsville, Alabama woman says in a new lawsuit that she became ill after eating a moldy Mr. Goodbar candy bar that she claims was 9 months beyond its expiration date. Stop right here. If you knew it was moldy,
yes,
why the fuck would you eat it?
Follow-up question. Did anyone know there were expiration dates on candy bars?
Stand by. Yeah. Let's hear the rest of this story.
Okay.
Sources report that Teresa Brown is suing Walmart and the Hershey Chocolate Company.
Okay.
She says that while she was working at a local Walmart store on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, February 28th, 2011, she ate a candy bar while on a break from her duties. Duties.
I was so hoping we weren't going to go there, but I wanted to.
There we go. Yeah. The lawsuit states that Brown did not know the candy bar had an expiration or sell-by date of May 10th, 2010. The lawsuit was filed this week in Madison County Circuit Court. Messages sent to Walmart and the Hershey Company seeking comments were not immediately returned.
Or met with laughter.
Yeah. Like, really?
Because, again, you got a tummy ache. So, really, right. You're going to sue us for that? And admittedly, it sounds like it was moldy.
Yeah.
Right, but again, if you...
Because you don't like chewing for a while and go, oh, I have a tummy. Something is... Oh, it's moldy.
If you don't like a candy bar and see that it's moldy, don't eat it.
If it's green, not brown.
Right.
No. Not St. Patrick's Day.
It just makes no sense.
I always say, sniff it before you put it in your mouth.
I don't want to talk about...
That
on
so many levels.
I don't want to talk about what you're...
Goes along with you, too.
Works in Cape Cod. It works anywhere.
On so many fronts.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to... But still.
On so many fronts.
If there's a yeasty smell,
that's
maybe
horrible.
Go from the other direction.
Oh my goodness. It's a good rule to live by. You know, rules by L.
Trying to keep that straight face is just not going to happen for me right now.
Well, let's go up the coastline a little bit to Beverly, Massachusetts. This is a heartwarming story.
Yes.
A 106-year-old U.S. man who had to drop out of high school to support his mother and five siblings has finally earned his diploma. Fred Butler was awarded an honorary diploma Monday.
Oh, honorary. Didn't even do it. Go ahead.
Can I finish my story?
So sorry.
I don't interrupt your stories about movies.
I'm so sorry.
God damn it.
I realized as it came out of my mouth.
Fred Butler was awarded an honorary diploma Monday during an emotional ceremony in Massachusetts. Butler thanked everybody who was responsible for this moment. He was married for 65 years, raised five children, served in the U.S. Army during World War II, and worked for his city's water department. But daughter-in-law, Kathy Butler, says that he always regretted dropping out and always has emphasized the importance of education to his children and grandchildren, thereby making this moment much more meaningful to him.
Aww. 106, that's a great story.
106 years old. God damn.
Well done.
You just deserve lots of things when you're 106. You deserve just about anything you want.
Well, no, there was someone else who was 104. You'd think would deserve to be able to have her birthday on Facebook, but wasn't able to. Did you guys hear about that?
No. What?
Yeah, Facebook has a thing. I mean, just going with age, so I apologize. Facebook has a thing where you can't, if you're born in blah, blah, blah year, whatever that year is, you can't put it on Facebook. Like, it goes back
to... So in 1908?
Right. You can't...
Well, I think because so many people that were really, like, 15 or 16 were making themselves, like, 98 years old or 100 years old.
No, that was happening.
It was that thing so that you wouldn't get blocked out of certain sites.
Okay. Right.
You would put a fake age up, and I think they're running into... People are trying to get on Facebook that are that age.
Are that age.
That they used to think was fake.
Right. Sure. Probably
But how cute. She's like, I just kind of wanted my birthday on there. You know, it's a big deal.
Her. Yeah,
and she was. So
I think she would have had to just put the date on.
I love her.
I know.
And 104 year old lady.
Well, make her
damn it, Facebook not being able to log in.
Well, when I found my niece on Facebook, I thought she was too young to be on there, and then I saw her age was like she had herself as like 97 or 98 years old. But you know, my dad, one of the smartest
Sneaky
people I've ever
bastard.
Met, and one of the most well read people I've ever encountered, if that's the right way to say that, and that I don't sound ill read. He only had an eighth grade education, and I have not met anyone since who's read more books than he did. He was a constant reader, but he had an eighth grade education.
My grandfather was similar.
But from that, I think they were that same age.
Right.
Same era. That was, you just went to work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they had to work to get whatever knowledge they had. So they really paid attention to stuff.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather loved knowledge about everything in the world. But again, I don't even know that he ever graduated high school, to be honest, because I know that he was the oldest of all of his brothers.
My dad never even went to high school. He dropped out at junior high.
It's such a different
era.
But
knew more about the stock market than most people I'd ever... I still don't know anybody that knew as much about the stock market as he did.
My grandfather became a really successful businessman after the Air Force, the Army Air Corps, and he dropped out of school to go to join the Army.
A lot of people. My grandfather tried to.
Such a smart guy. Just kind of knew a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
You know?
My father stole his brother's ID, or borrowed, I don't think anybody objected, to join the Navy for World War II.
Yeah.
Sure.
My uncle's birthday is, somebody help me with a date, is like August 4th. He would have been 18, August 4th, 1945. And my father joined the Navy the next day, the day the war ended.
Oh, no.
So he joined the Navy, and he always said he was on the USS Never Sail because he never left port. He went nowhere. He went to Saratoga.
He was ready to fight for the country.
The toilet of Florida, where they don't have a lawyer is not determined yet.
Right, right.
He never went anywhere in the Navy because he joined the day that it ended. And he lied to get there. He was so pissed off.
That's so funny.
But in a funny way. The story you're telling isn't really funny,
but why do we all laughing?
Oh, let's go across the great big pond over to Bradford, England.
The other side of the canal.
Yes. It's good to know there are so many good Samaritans out there fighting to make the world safer. Police in the city of Bradford, England say that they have a wanted man in custody thanks to the vigilante dressed in a Batman costume.
Oh, I saw this picture.
Who turned the suspect over to officers earlier. Was it last week? I think it is. Closed circuit television footage shows a portly figured man.
It was not flattering.
Wearing an ill-fitting Batman costume.
I've got to Google that.
No, you do.
That's all I focused
on. Me too. The costume included gloves, cape, and a mask, bringing a 27-year-old man to a police station in Bradford in northern England. The suspect was arrested and charged with handling of stolen goods, fraud-related offenses, said the police force. But the costume crime fighter disappeared into the night without leaving as much as his name.
I'm thinking into a Dunkin' Donuts.
Could be. A spokesman for the West Yorkshire Police said that the person who brought the wanted man into the station was dressed in a full Batman outfit. However, his identity remains unknown. The suspect was handed over in the early hours of February 25th, said police, who released photos of the footage just yesterday, just on Monday. So, yes, if you Google Batman turns in a criminal or something.
I actually Googled portly figured man wearing an ill-fitting Batman costume.
I can't imagine.
Why is that picture of me?
How many thousands of them?
When you look at images, there's a lot of them.
Is that a picture of me on your laptop?
But it is really funny. It's really weirdly baggy,
and clearly.
He has bat tits. Which I didn't think was on the utility belt. But they are.
And actually, in this photo,
holy bat tits, Batman.
Bat tits, not to be just totally crude, but in this photo, bat balls also.
A
bat and balls.
The delay's not that bad because Tyler just saw bat tits.
Bat tits, right? Okay, so finally, in our informative headline segment. When you gotta go, you gotta go. That was the lesson that one woman learned in a major way after making a bathroom pit stop at a local restaurant in Erin, Tennessee. The bizarre tale began when Patricia Barnes stopped into a restaurant called the Flood Zone, oddly named, to use the restroom, which she did, before leaving without making a single purchase. Then, a few days later, after her powder room visit, Barnes received a handwritten note mailed to her home saying that she owed the restaurant $5. She goes, quote, "I feel like I've been violated," she told WSM-TV in Nashville, whose reporters broke the story last week after a several-month investigation. This happened back in October. In addition, she said to the Today Show on last Thursday, "I didn't feel that it was a crime. I've been to plenty of other restaurants in this town and used the restroom, and even in other states." Turns out the local sheriff was in cahoots with this, helping track down the woman after they wrote down her license plate after she stepped into the restaurant and
ignored a sign that said for customer use only. She looked at the menu, said that she needed to excuse herself to wash her hands, was in there 20 minutes, and then slipped out and left the parking lot.
Oh, she did something unpleasant then.
Yeah.
According to the Float Zone owner, Lisa, who wouldn't give her last name, quote, she was one of those I'm going to do it my way or no way kind of people. But there's some unruly people down there in Tennessee. She said that she came into the restaurant. She looked up at the wall menu and said that she was going to order something, but I'll be right back after I wash my hands. And then she unexpectedly just left the restaurant. We see 12 to 15 people a day try to use this restroom, and we just won't tolerate these messes any longer.
Yeah, mess. That's what I'm thinking. Well, what too.
They all, and the guy across the way says also there were two restaurants that were in the same vicinity. Apparently, they lock up like you go to other places, but you have to get a key.
Right.
Yada yada. Apparently, what the issue was, they're on some highway, and apparently, people stop in and either break or trash or do God knows what in them. So they actually sent her, and I was thinking about this. You got a sheriff involved and wasted their time to look up a license plate number so they could send.
Well, that tells you the level of the problem, sure. Though. Well, I've like on that drive to Durango.
Yeah,
there was a couple. There's long stretches where there is in the American Southwest there is nothing.
Right, there's right. Nothing.
So you finally get somewhere, and I said to the girls that I was traveling with, like, you go buy them, like, go buy whatever it is, like, buy a milkshake, buy a French fry. Like, I'm always happy to contribute.
Right.
Well, I do the same thing. I feel uncomfortable sometimes walking into the bathroom at McDonald's. I'm like, kind of feel like we should buy something.
And I do. And if I have to stop, I will always make the small purchase and do and play by the rules. Like,
We do the same thing.
I got this. I got I keep a little cash on road trips just for that.
Totally.
Because there'll be a pay toilet. Like, on that drive to San Diego, there's that, well, there's the questionable shower that we've already talked about at the former mobile station.
Right. According to the proprietor of the Flood Zone, the issue is really not about the $5. It's the point of the fact that we are not here for public restrooms. We don't have a cleanup crew that comes in to take care of these things. We have to do it, and we have a limited staff.
Especially if you know you're going to clog the toilet. Give us a courtesy flush, for the love of God.
And the thing, though, that I thought was bizarre about the story is that they got the sheriff involved. So ultimately, whatever the cost was, okay, I get it. Whatever the cost was for your tissue, you ultimately, on the restaurant's back, they ultimately charged the taxpayers. I know that's so stupid to say, but ultimately you're getting the sheriff involved. So, like, think about the sheriff using
what I'm thinking is you're in Needles, Arizona or California. Ooh, where is Needles?
There. It's on the border.
It's on the border. Right. Whatever town it's in. You're in Needles.
Meth USA.
Meth USA. You've got two restaurants in the whole town. That sheriff really doesn't have that. That is a big...
Well, right. It's Mayberry.
That's actually true.
He probably was thinking, ooh, no meth lab today. I get to follow up
it's
the
a big job.
Right.
But if they made a big deal of it, then she messed up the bathroom. Like, she went in there...
Right. Well, 20 minutes. That's like a while.
That means a courtesy flush was not taken. Minutes. And you stopped it up, and they had to clean it up. There was a mess. This wasn't like a...
They also said on the story that she was getting all kinds of threatening and phone calls and yada yada yada. However, what I think it does bring to light, though, using her as the punching bag, if you will, it makes it a point that you need to, like you said, you need to go in and you need to patronize the place. Buy beef jerky. Buy something.
Buy something. Yeah.
Right.
If it's a pack of gum, you're a customer. You're in.
Right.
I have no idea how much a pack of gum might cost, but
$4.
Is it really?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I buy everything in bulk. But I think it's the point.
They're like, look, if you're going to come in, and I don't feel as bad if it's a gas station and I'm buying gas and I'm comfortable. But if it's like a McDonald's or somewhere that I'm really just stopping.
I used to.
New York, it's always a Starbucks. Like, because you know, you're walking around in New York. The place that you have to go to the bathroom is blocks and blocks away. So, and this is kind of personal, but I like Starbucks. I am always down for a cup of coffee. Like, it doesn't matter day, night.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Drinking, not drinking. I don't care what the occasion is. I can buy a cup of coffee, and I will find a use for it somehow.
Yeah.
Sure. Some orifice. I can get you.
Right.
I'll get you there. I'm good. So that's why I always find them. And I was at one where they were like, oh, our bathroom's not working. But there's a Starbucks, and then we have a camera, so this works.
Right.
There's a camera literally right. I mean, there's a camera. There's a Starbucks right there.
Right.
Across the street. So I'm like, okay, can I buy the coffee here? Will you call them and tell them that I bought my coffee before you tell me that?
Right.
Do you know what I did? A Circle K out in the East Valley. And this was, okay, I was an outside salesperson.
We've changed the names to protect the innocent.
I know. I was an outside salesperson. And so I drove around for a living. I drove around the valley. I would leave. I'd go to my office and then I'd leave for the whole day. And I'd be gone, like, sales calls and whatever. And
you were just driving around.
I was out big ways.
I'm sure.
I was out, Georgian of, dragon. out of way in the East Valley, and whatever. I stop at this Circle K because I have to go to the bathroom so bad. And I, you know, and this is a while ago, and I'm like I think I, you know, I don't look like a homeless lady right. walking in.
Let's just do the Arrested Development. I was shoplifting and I'm white. What's yes, really going to happen?
Right,
to me?
Exactly.
And except for when you live across from Georgian Dragon.
And right. When they sort of am homeless. And so I walk in and they won't let me use the restroom. And they say it's our policy. And I'm like almost in tears. I have to pee so bad. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I get that it's your policy. Like I was doing everything I could. Like I tried to be nice. I tried to be threatening. I tried to tell them I was going to pee out front of their doorstep. Like I didn't know. I'd go so bad. And I don't remember what I ended up doing, but I really was threatening them that I was going to pee right outside of their door. Like I was going to pull my pants down and just do it on the sidewalk.
You are always classy, Katie. I don't care what anybody says.
She's practically a Kennedy.
Little
hashtag Kennedys.
Yeah, exactly. That's Bouvier. Right.
Oh, Bouvier, right.
Wrong side of the family.
But I don't remember what the outcome was, but I just was so pissed because I was like,
pun intended.
Getting gas. Like I would have bought anything they wanted.
Oh, wait. You were getting gas and they
oh my God, yes. They like said no public restrooms.
Yeah,
and I was.
Oh, they had an employee only.
It was like
bathroom.
I wanted wow. to like just murder somebody.
That's evil.
There is one on the way to Durango. We always stop at, and it's this very bizarre. They have little tape arrows on the floor that lead you back through like the paper towels, and it's very weird.
And it looks like you're going to be serial killed.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's
yes.
a tiny little bathroom, but it's clean, and it's a little. It's old, but it's clean, and it's a little closed.
Tyler just asked, Katie, didn't you have a funnel? Yeah.
Seriously, lead well, car.
I would have wished.
Lead car in the Durango
if only.
Trip.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop because we were texting back and forth, like, because I always have to pee. So I'm like, I got to pee.
Because you drink so much goddamn coffee.
It's in Cortez, is where this little. Yeah.
Yes. So I said, so the lead car was like, we're not stopping there. It's scary. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm a grown up. So see you in Durango.
See you in Durango.
And seriously, like, is Kara's like doing the co pilot texting?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Kelly says we're not allowed to stop here. I'm like, I don't need permission. I'm just telling them I'm stopping. Yeah. But I love that. Like,
this isn't an ask.
But it is.
May I please? Right. No, this is. I'm doing this.
I'm an adult. Right. See you there.
You're right. Gonna lock the doors. I'm a fat white guy. No one's gonna get raped in this story. Think we're okay.
Not legitimately.
No, God.
But
no.
I love that line in Portia de Rossi in Arrested Development.
God, I haven't seen it
when
in so
she
long.
When everyone thinks she has a job, but she's just shoplifting, and finally she has to confess to it because she says she gets an employee discount, but she's just shoplifting. Michael, I'm white and I'm shoplifting. What's going to happen?
Oh, I can't wait for the movie.
I cannot wait. Not a movie. 13 episodes of the new series.
I thought, but okay.
And then possibly a movie, or they'll just keep going.
I forgot that there was going to be new episodes. I just was thinking about the
movie. Should we just kill it till the top of the hour? What are you doing?
That's what we're already doing.
Fingering something over there. Oh, let me do an advertisement.
Well, go ahead. You've got...
All right. Because someone asked. This is from the Central Coast. It is from...
You mean California?
Yeah, the Central Coast of California. It is from Paso Robles, which they pronounce differently because I don't know how to make that white anymore because I haven't been there in a while. It's a Petit Verdot from Justin Vineyards. This is the most beautiful little vineyard in Paso Robles. It is so beautiful, way, way out off the beaten path.
Where is Paso Robles?
In the Central Coast. It's above Santa Barbara.
There he is. It's the end of hour one. It's coming up on 8 o'clock. It's the show on Q Talk America. I'm here with Marnie, Katie, and Al. We are going to start hour two, and then we will kick off Al's entertainment segment. The drinking game is coming up, and so much more. Won't you stay with us, please, right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
More buttons. Son of a bitch, I have to fix this. There we
That's
go.
What she said.
We got it? We got it? Oh, we got it.
Good evening. It's hour two, the beginning of hour two. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee, along with Katie, June, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. Woo! If you made it through the first hour, well, congratulations. You know more about us than you ever wanted to know.
Literally.
Literally.
Seriously.
The people throw up and do things in bathrooms and something about pancakes and... However, we do know Marnie never passed out in the gay Denny's in Central Phoenix. We know that.
I did not.
Did not.
No.
Let's make that clear.
Not.
Katie allegedly had a sales job where she drove around and assaulted people in Circle K's in the West Valley.
East Valley. They're dicks over there.
Oh, East Valley.
Yeah, they're dicks over there.
That makes the story totally different in my head.
Suburbia.
Oh, as we always do. Well, we're running a little late in regards to our... What do you got?
Well, I have a protein shake that I'm going to shake up. So I just wanted everyone to know I'm just
it's
shaking
a,
up
a protein shake. It's right, not right. a... It's not a.
Nope, nothing else.
Got just, it. All right.
Nothing else. Okay. We're just
it looks... Protein. It may look offensive, but if you shake it like that...
If I do it like this, I've been working on
yeah, he
it.
Was,
no, it's more this.
That. Because
yeah.
You did that last week, yeah. You were doing this.
I, honest to God, that first show, I'm like this.
Looks like Al's giving handy
J's. That's all that you... And I was like, oh my God. I showed my mom and saw it. And I wanted to die.
It wasn't becoming.
No, and it wasn't coming. And so last week, Molly and I were going back and forth about the protein shake, you know.
All right.
Anyway, shaking.
She's shaking. She's got it. Coming up this hour, as we always do, we start our drinking game in hour two. But since we ran a little bit long in hour one, we are going to start Al's entertainment segment right now.
Oh, we have headlines. Saddest news of all, Dexter may be coming to an end.
Well, where's your goddamn movie segment open? Here it is. Do this. There. Jesus, I knew something was wrong.
All right. Saddest news of all. Dexter may be coming to an end. Jay Leno may be out again in 2014.
Ooh.
Tina Fey says she will absolutely not host the next Oscars.
Oh.
I don't think anybody really asked her. I'm going to give reviews of two movies that everyone's already seen and a wonderful, wonderful performer from all over the country died today.
Yes. That and more coming up. Alrighty, Alfred.
Well, we'll start with Jay Leno is possibly getting the boot again, and I think this time they're going to do it for real. Oh my God. Cannot have time fast enough.
I agree.
I don't even watch him, so what's the... Maybe that's why he's getting it. But why is the clapping?
Go ahead. Tell your story.
Everything that I hate about Steven Spielberg, Jay Leno is the epitome of.
Because I know how much you hate Steven Spielberg.
He just hands everyone jokes. Like, oh, we got to laugh. Like, you can just tell. Like, tell me a funny story. And he feeds them all their jokes. And he just blows sunshine up people's asses that aren't funny. And you can tell it's all spoon-fed. Like, so, did you do anything fun this week? Sure. And you know it's all prepared.
I saw him last night with Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. I have not been able to stomach... anything with him.
I just saw Seth MacFarlane and I thought, oh, I want to hear what this was. And it was pre the Oscars.
Call me first. You got to call me first. He literally makes me sick to my stomach. I actually want to kill him.
That is strong.
Because he's just not funny. And you can just
he's
feel
annoying.
Every joke coming from like 5 miles away.
Well, it is uncomfortable. When I have watched.
He makes me want to root for bullies. You know what I mean?
It is a little uncomfortable when I've watched him. And I get what you're saying. Because it's like... It does seem very prescripted. Yeah. It's not like a fun comedy.
It's just a hand job. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I get
like John
it.
Stewart, it's just a protein
he's a star
shake,
fucker.
Really. Funny,
it's taken
fun,
me this
fun.
Long to think of the phrase I wanted. My friend Gina would be so proud of me. He is the ultimate star fucker.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's just grotesque.
Look at Tyler.
Kill him.
Shocker.
Tyler, I can't do this from this screen.
Can I interrupt you for
Jay
just a minute?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, stand by just one second, Al.
Oh, that's a beautiful color for a cocktail.
I gotta tell you though, that is a good ass blender.
Yeah,
really.
Is that something chocolatey? Because I could add it to my protein shake.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
I don't like you said.
Just go.
What'd you say?
I said, is it something chocolatey? I can just add it to my protein shake.
No, what I did was because I don't know if anybody else is drinking that, but me. So what I did is I just poured the rest of my Crown and Diet in it because I didn't think it had enough Crown in it. So I needed some liquid because it was all icy.
Oh, there you go. So it's an icy Crown and Diet. That's like chocolate.
But
the last
time
we saw a sample that color, we shot the horse.
No, don't you?
That was my dad's favorite joke.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. No, those were the thing your mom made. What do you call those?
No,
the
whiskey sours. I want that for sure.
Oh,
with a little Diet Coke kicker. I'm in.
Did you put the egg in it?
Go ahead. What?
Did you put the egg in it?
Yes, last week.
Yeah.
But they've been in the freezer.
It's been in the refrigerator. It's never reached room temperature. Okay, so now with this Jay Leno thing, Jimmy Fallon is set to be replaced. It's pretty much rumored to be true. Like, everybody's on board with, like, everybody seems to be on board. It's a bubbling up rumor.
Wait,
that
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon will take over. Right.
Doesn't Jimmy Fallon have his own show?
Yes.
The hour after. So they're going to try the same thing they did with Conan. Right. The problem is, and with the impetus is to this story, is that Jimmy Kimmel moved to 11:30 on ABC, and NBC, which has been, it's the only place they're number one, is now is losing that demographic. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Nobody cares about ratings. You want that demographic, which I only have 3 more years in. So the demographic is what's important. Okay. And they think that Jimmy Fallon can compete with Jimmy Kimmel. And it probably is going to mean the end soon of... I was ignoring that light anyways.
Well, I had nothing to do with you. I'm sorry.
That it's probably going to mean the eventual end of David Letterman as well. But David Letterman is still fucking funny.
He's funnier.
Still hitting it out of the park. And he's at that Stephen Colbert level of funny. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if you...
Well, because he doesn't have to care anymore. He's just like, whatever, this is
funny. Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know if you already mentioned this, because I heard this today as I was listening to various news sources. Leno is always number one in old people. Yeah.
Right.
And
it's the CBS problem. They call it the CBS problem. CBS is always number one.
No, I said that wrong. I said that wrong. Leno is number one in older.
No, you said that. Right.
But Letterman's number one in younger. Right. He's fine.
Right, and you just misunderstood the CBS problem. CBS primetime, they have like the top 9 shows.
Because they always say, but their commercials say, old. We're number one.
Right, but then when you go to the 18 to 40, whatever it is, 3 years from now, demographics,
right.
They always finish in the bottom because CBS. They have no shows that until Big Bang Theory, they had nothing. Even Three Old Men and a Half a Person.
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, and a Half Men.
Whatever that's called. That show doesn't skew young either.
Yeah.
And they just don't go young. Like 60 Minutes has been in the top 20 for the last 150 years.
And I still watch
that. But the people that watch it are 150 years old.
Wow, fuck you. Jesus.
No, but it really does. It's one of those shows that's been highly rated forever, but no one cares because it's in the wrong demographic.
Right.
So NBC now has that late night CBS problem. So here's the exciting part of the story that others who read entertainment news may not have heard yet. Tina Fey has this 4-year contract with NBC that nobody knows what she's going to do with.
Oh,
she has first look. They call it a contract.
Carol Burnett had that, I think, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that's why they had to honor.
At the end, and she was like.
I'll do the Carol Burnett show. Right. And they couldn't fuck with her. And that's how that is how Carol Burnett got the Carol Burnett show.
Good call, Martin. How'd you know that?
Yeah.
Well, I watched some TV.
So Tina Fey has the same thing. So they're saying Tina Fey may take that late night position because she's based in New York. It's an easy gig. They take from 5 to 6:30 right near her home. She has a great rapport with guests. She could still produce and be
in
movies.
What do you think? Would that be good?
I think it's a win. I don't see how NBC could lose. You get rid of Jay fucking Leno, and you get Jimmy Fallon and Tina Fey for 2 hours. God.
And they worked together for a long time.
Right.
And they're genuinely funny. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's, to me, Jimmy Fallon's not as funny as he is having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch Jimmy
Fallon.
And he's
smart. I mean, he's really smart with the ideas he comes up with and the people that he can get into to just play with him.
Yeah. And, like, the band is having a good time when they put what do they call her? Filthy lying bitch or
something
whatever.
Like that. Yeah,
When Palin came on.
When Palin came on, they all have this great.
Oh, and he has Quest doing his band, doesn't he?
Roots. I thought it was Roots.
But the lead singer of Roots is Quest.
I mean, he's just, that's the thing about watching him is you just enjoy how much fun he's having. I feel like I'm in someone's basement watching them have a good time.
Sure.
So I love that.
I am so not awake at that hour. That is depressing.
No, you just tape it.
You DVR it.
On fucking demand. Like, have we already?
I tape Letterman every
night. I have
not
watched a show when it's actually on
in
about 6 weeks.
You're right. You're right. True. Yeah.
I have to give you my reviews of 2 movies. One that half the chat room has already seen, and I'm sorry, but I finally got around to it after many tries. Perks of Being a Wallflower. If you have not,
I've not. Shockingly, I've not.
It's phenomenal. I will describe it as lightly melancholy, and I'm guessing that the book that it's based on was heavily depressing. I can
they
tell
had to spruce it up
because like everything has a fanboy page. So I immediately had to go to the fanboy page and
fanboy page.
Well, that's what they're, I know. I mean, because they're terrorists. They really are. They just say the most awful things. So I got the impression that the book was way more depressing. But it's – and it turns out – and they don't make it clear that the movie is set in 91-92, the school year of 91-92. Because I thought – and I thought it was current day. I saw no reason to think this was a movie set in a different time period. I thought it was set last year.
Well, but last year as opposed to 91-92, is that like
– No, but I know nothing about cars. So there was no clues. Right. There was, to me, there was no clues.
Flannel, but
– Yeah.
I can attest he knows nothing about cars.
There was, the only thing was some of the references I thought really in 2004 – or what year is it now? 2013.
12.
Jesus
13.
Christ.
13. Yes.
Like in 2013, wow, like, there's still a theater somewhere dedicated to the Rocky Horror Picture Show where people dress up, and that could be happening.
It's
I don't
still,
know.
It still
there
does.
Is. No, there is. There's here. Isn't there?
It's okay.
Here.
Yeah. But it had, I mean, it had the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It had.
It's not pretty.
Rocky.
No. It's not pretty.
No.
Because they're in the. It's not pretty. But. Yeah. But it happens.
But there was the University Theater on University Avenue in Tempe that played it back in the mid to late 80s. I pretended I saw it 150 times since how I got out of the house every night, every Friday, Saturday, when really I was going to a bar, so I memorized the movie and album in case my mom ever asked me a question.
I love it.
She never did. But when there was a show on TV, like something on the news about this person's seen Rocky Horror 500 times, my mom would be like, well, aren't you close? And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'll never beat that one.
I'll never get that. I've seen it like 4 times.
But I keep trying.
I keep trying, but I know every word to every song. So anyways, I mean, this movie, it's lovely, lovely, lovely. And there's a Smiths album from the 80s that I absolutely detest. Oh, and that song's not from it. I just found out. So it's called The Queen Is Dead, and Tim used to play it to terrorize me when I was hungover in like 1986. But anyways, a song called Asleep by the Smiths, which is from Louder Than Bombs. It's a B-sides and Rare Treats, and it's a song that I seriously have not heard since I was 18, 19 years old. It's so gorgeous, and I guess it's the central premise of the book and the movie and this kid that deals with depression. And if you're depressed, don't listen to the Smiths. You'll just kill yourself. Or find the happy Smiths that I liked. I never knew about the depressing Smiths. Such a great, great movie. And it's really for more like your age, I think, because I think that would be closer to your high school time, because the senior people are 91, 92, but he's younger. He's a younger kid that meets seniors. So
we're only like 2 years apart, Al.
Right. So that would make you a freshman around 80. Now you'd be 86? A senior. Yeah. Okay. So we're a little off.
I graduated 87.
But the music is more our era. And it was just so well. I cannot even express to you how well done, how well written this movie was. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And then I saw The Paperboy. Nicole Kidman, and it was on.
I've watched all the trailers.
I've been sitting on it for a long time, but then Nicole Kidman didn't get nominated in the Oscars. She got nominated in the SAGs, and she did in the Golden Globes for Best Supporting Actress. It's a Lee Daniels film, and Lee Daniels did Push, based on the novel Who Gives a Shit by Someone. I wanted that movie to win no Oscars because that fucking title was the most pretentious Push. Piece of shit.
Based on a novel by blah, blah, blah,
Sapphire
blah, blah,
by something. That fucking pissed me off. What was that movie really called?
Precious.
Precious, based on the movie.
Yeah.
Based on the novel. And they had to say the whole thing. Like, that was the name of the movie. You could not.
Oh, it was?
It was trademarked as that.
Yes.
Precious, so at the Oscars, based on the novel.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. When they read out, what's the
Who won?
Who won? Monique. She won for playing blah, blah, blah in, what's it called again?
Precious.
Based on the novel.
A novel based on
Push.
Fucking pissed me off. So anyways, but he also, he produced but did not direct The Woodsman, and he did, I have it ready because I knew this was going to happen.
I did like Precious, though.
Oh, I know. I loved it.
I never saw that either.
Everything but the name.
One of the most intense things.
That was very intense.
Was it?
Oh, my God.
And he also, he produced Monster's Ball with,
That's another way.
Halle Berry won.
Right. Yes. So he's got a good track record. And this one, he directed The Paperboy. It's odd. And they don't mean Paperboy like, no, he does. He makes very strangely intense movies. And they don't mean Paperboy like the guy that delivers the paper, although the character of Zac Efron does. They mean Paperboy like newspaper men.
Mm. Oh.
And they're investigating this murderer that they think is innocent. And
it's Nicole Kidman's boyfriend or something.
But
right?
She plays one of those women that writes to, she's one of those tragic Florida people that writes to men in prison and has like relationships via pen pal.
Yes.
Oh,
so
it's
weird.
Sick and twisted and weird, and it takes place in the swampy areas of Florida where no one has a lawyer. And it's John.
We don't know if they do or not.
It's John Cusack in a performance you will not soon
oh
forget.
Oh my God, I love John Cusack.
John Cusack playing against type, like a thousand degrees away from where he should be.
So it's John Cusack.
John Cusack. He's the guy in prison, isn't he?
He's the
John
guy
Cusack.
In prison, and then Matthew McConaughey, who's had a bang up year, and I really do agree that he should have been nominated for something. He is the paper man.
Right.
Yeah, well, he had like three or four choices. He's in Rampart as well. That's really good. So he had a lot of different roles that could have been. He was having a Jessica Chastain kind of year.
And Zac Efron's just so cute.
And he's beautiful in this movie. And it's really weird. Do you remember Set It Off with Queen Latifah from the 90s?
Yeah.
Where they photographed her and lit her like a man. And she was she was beautiful, but they kept photographing her like a man in these like.
Oh, I can't remember Set It Off. So wasn't that with
it was beautiful. Also?
She was a gang member, wasn't she?
Yeah, it wasn't Jada
like,
Pickett
she had
Smith
guns
in that too.
And, yeah, and right. she like every time they photographed her, you're like, wow,
that
I've
movie
only
was
ever
so good.
Yeah, you're like, I've only ever seen a man photograph like that. Like no soft lenses. But they still made her look good. But it was very like just it's a harsh way of directing. Well, they did that with Zac Efron, where they kept photographing him, not photographing, but the cameras all made him look like a woman, because they were trying to make him look so young and naive and fresh, but hot at the same time. Like his sexuality is a big, big part of this movie. It was really well done, fucked up, and you'll probably like hate me later for making you watch it and argue with me. But
who said I'm going to watch it? I'm not sure.
But, no, I'm saying this to the camera. But it was like 90 minutes of really, really interesting. It was an interesting movie. I'm not sure if it was that good. It certainly wasn't bad, but I was riveted the entire time as to where we were going. And Nicole Kidman. Seriously, get rid of the Botox. That woman can act. Yeah. She is so good.
Well,
drives me nuts.
You actually said that in regards to her appearance at the Oscars a couple weeks ago.
Do you remember that?
You're like, the Botox is gone. She looks good again.
Yeah, and every time she's in a movie now, she's good again because she doesn't look like she got windblown.
Right.
Yeah. It's very strange. Yep. And then my last bit of entertainment news, and this is kind of local, kind of national. I knew him from Chicago coming here, and then it turns out he was a big deal at Laguna,
Palm Springs. He was here at Winx.
He was here. He played in West Hollywood, and his name was Rudy De La Moore.
Yes, he passed away today.
I can't find anything on Google to confirm it.
Oh, no, it's confirmed. My friend Tim Dunn, who is Zenobia from Vegas, I got confirmation from him today as well, and in regards to his passing. But I don't. Apparently, a short illness. Oddly. On his website, he was going on a cruise on Saturday, a 14-day Hawaiian cruise he was performing on. He went into the hospital, I guess, earlier this month and then passed away.
Yeah, and I joined his Facebook page today just to see if there was anything on there. And he was saying, thank you for all your prayers.
Right, because
I'm on the mend.
Right.
And he meant rehab. Rehab, not in drug rehab, but rehab, your next step. Skilled nursing facility.
Right, yeah.
Sniff.
His website right now says, you asked for it, cruise with Rudy and get laid.
Yeah,
he talks about leaving on March 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And the funniest thing about that is it's the place where, what does it say? And you go nowhere? Like, click the mouse nowhere?
On the website, it's the, look, a surprise. Click your mouse. It goes nowhere.
Nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere.
He did the funniest act. And I stole so many jokes from him. And I have to read you a quote from Renee, because I had to tell Doug and Renee and everybody, because we loved him. So Renee, in response to his death, says, Renee's one of my best friends, oh my God, I remember Rudy fondly. He was so sweet to us. We were such gloriously young, beautiful things the last time we went to see him. Because he invited me up to sing with him.
Oh, of course.
Some crazy song that I knew the words to. And then, this was late 80s, early 90s, I don't even know. And then Anything Goes. And he was amazed that I knew every word to Anything Goes. And he was like, wow.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, Patti LuPone was just on Broadway with it. I have the fucking record.
Right.
And I memorized it and tried to do the tap dance. So, but he
shocking.
Would, and his best thing, and I'll do this because I don't have a quarter on me, is when he played to make money in case the tip bucket wasn't being filled fast enough, he would bring a quarter. Oh, we need a sound effect. We're on radio.
I don't.
And you would do this with your quarters, and it was tap, 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 tap your tap, troubles tap. Away. And he didn't play the piano during that. he would go like this with his hand, so it looked like he was tap dancing.
Right, everybody.
So
would...
he would do all these fun tap things as you did tap tap, and he would sing tap 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 your troubles away. And it, he was making hand gestures like he was tap dancing.
Right.
And
then sitting on a piano bench.
Sitting on a piano bench, so you couldn't see his feet. And then he was like, keep your quarters out. And then he would play When the Saints Come Marching In, so you could march your quarters
to the bucket.
Into the thing. That's and then he'd be good. Like, oh, I hear a $5 bill.
That's cute.
But oh, he
was so much
and
fun.
And his best joke, and he didn't have a great voice.
Oh, no, he was just fun.
And he was a friendly comic, and he knew everyone in the room's name. Like, he would talk to every table through the course of the show so that he could get every joke going with everybody in the room.
And included you in the jokes.
And would get you in on the jokes, but he knew everybody's name. It was amazing. Like, I only saw him at Winks here. Somebody said he played at Pookie's.
He played at Pookie's after Winks closed.
Okay. And then maybe I did see him. But I saw him at Winks so many times.
Yeah, I did too. Like, he would come every year.
Yeah, and it was always fabulous.
He was good friends with Donald and Albert, so they would always come back for that.
Oh my God, he was funny. But he would do this thing, and because he wasn't a great singer, he would have to get to the flourish of the song, he would have to do a key change so that he could finish the song. So he'd be like, key change, just like Barry Manilow.
And everybody
would scream it with them. Like, as soon as he said key change, because you knew that as he was doing, like, Hello Dolly or, like,
anything,
he knew that when it came to the big finish, he couldn't hit the note in the key he started with. So he would just change the key to finish it. And it was
and we all sing along.
There's great video on here of the Tap Tap Quarter song.
Yeah. Oh, where did you find that? Oh, they must have just uploaded that.
It's on his Facebook.
This
is actually from June of last year. So
because I looked all over for that because I was looking for video because I wanted to post it today. So what I shared it with all of the employees from Winks who are on Facebook. I shared all of it with them and let them know today that Rudy had passed away. But he was such a good time when he showed up. And that was obviously back in the day when Winks, remember, they had the piano in the bar?
In the bar, yeah.
So,
to make the bar even smaller, they put a grand piano in the corner. Right. So you were seriously...
Well, it was a baby grand, to be fair.
I wish I would have known Winks.
He was... Oh, yeah. I wish it was still there. But, well, the building is. It's now a thrift store.
A drug shop. So, and then my last thing is because we've missed 2 weeks and you had missed the episode. Did you know the exact moment I was talking about?
Was it when the gunshot? Well, oh my God, yes, in the head.
Yeah.
Which was totally freaky, but then what I was even thinking about was like when the truck bust through.
Oh, yeah.
The gate, and I was really, I was so confused. Like, I didn't get what was going on, and when...
We're talking about The Walking Dead, because I don't think we said
thank
that.
Thank you, sorry.
You did not say that.
I think we went right to like psychic moment.
And so, okay, so a couple episodes in The Walking Dead, if anyone follows along, and if you don't, it's a spoiler alert, but... When who's the Asian character? What's his name?
Bok Choy.
It's Stephen Yao. Is
surprisingly
his real name.
That's actually not it. Well, Bok Choy is not his name.
Pop Sing.
But when so he leaves, and then that's all of a sudden that truck busts in, and you haven't seen where he's gone off to, the Asian guy. And so I'm thinking maybe it's him. Maybe the Asian guy is like ramming through the fence with the truck to like save everybody, and then you see the back of the truck open, and all the walkers come out, and it was that
Glenn.
Was. Glenn, yes. And that, when all the walkers came out, it was a moment that I was just like, ooh, I felt sick.
Yeah.
And what I love about the show is you never know. Like, so many times you're watching a movie or you're watching a show and you're like, well, this person's obviously not going to die because they're the lead. But you don't know in this show.
And that's what I said.
Everybody just, like, dies.
It's turned into Loss now. No one's safe. Mm-mm. I want to see all their contracts before the season starts. And who,
yeah.
Because clearly everybody goes episode to episode or year. Because they've killed off anybody.
Oh, like, they kill off everybody.
Same as Lost. When all of a sudden a lead character is dead for no reason.
Is it the same writers or no?
No.
But it's you think when you're watching a show like that the lead character is just not going to die.
No, but not in this show. Anybody, and I keep worrying about the Asian because they always kill off an Asian.
I know.
But it turns out in this show the black characters are going to die.
Yeah.
So,
but I was worried about Michonne this most recent episode.
Now, that's specifically what I want to talk about. I'm going to try and avoid spoiler alerts. But this last episode was called Clear, and I thought it was the best episode they've had in like a season and a half where all of a sudden the writing is back. And it was... on par with, I mean, just fantastic, fantastic writing.
Yeah.
Character study. We're back to that Lost dynamic of like, we're just going to send a few people off to a remote part of the jungle and just give you a character study.
See, I didn't watch Lost, so I don't know that. But I know what you mean. Like, you want to really hone in on a couple of key characters and see how they interact with each other.
Right.
And especially that Rick is kind of losing it. Ooh. How does he interact with Michonne? And then what...
And then her line at
the little
end,
boys.
I see people too.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the little boys' like role is
What a great actor that little kid is.
I know. I was just really surprised Haley Joel to Osment. See. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
It is him. what, like, how important he is to the story.
Yeah.
You
and,
just.
And I'm worried. I keep getting worried because Lost took place over 108 days. Like, then they extended it. Like, they bought a few years, but they had to get rid of all the children characters immediately because they're going to age while you watch. So I needed to. Go back and kind of, we got to talk about somebody else too. I needed to, like, I was like, okay, where are we? And I'm like, okay, she had a baby, so 9 months have at least passed because she's not pregnant. I had to do a lot. This episode was so good.
Right.
I actually went back and watched the first season again because they introduced
Morgan.
And I was like, oh, I can't remember Morgan. I got to go find him again.
Immediately. As soon as he pulled the mask off, I went, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I was good. Yeah, so there's a show called The Talking Dead that we're now mimicking. So yes. If anyone...
They should invite us on there.
Yes. If anyone in the chat room has read the graphic novels, please put something on there and let me know, like, how close we're staying. Did you already know who was going to die? Because I'm going to start... Now I'm obsessed.
I think it's really, really, really close.
Yeah.
I think it's... I honestly think that they're doing the show based off the graphic novel, like... I think episode for episode and scene for scene. I think.
They keep firing the showrunners. So I'm thinking not. Because when I went back and watched those first six episodes and Frank Darabont, I have to do
I don't pay attention. I don't pay as much attention to who's writing each episode. And
I just know because he wrote, he's the one that got it going. And he did the Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption. Mm. He specializes in taking these genre type things and then making them like, not horror movies. Like, not that the Shawshank Redemption is scary, but the Green Mile, right. Like, with the supernatural. And he brings you, like, he gives you, like, this human insight to, like, a character and all this stuff. And so he took The Walking Dead, and the writing those first six episodes before they fired him is spectacular.
It is.
So going back and watching them was such a treat.
I would love to go back, because in the beginning, the show was terrifying. And I loved that about it. And I don't have that same feeling as much anymore.
Right, because they just talk a lot. Okay, so two things before we go. So The Walking Dead...
talks a lot.
I know, shut up.
The two of us.
Okay, So the kid that's on there, his name is Chandler Riggs.
Okay.
So good, that plays the kid. And he has grown up, and I think if this show lasts six more years, they can write the most twisted character in television history, because he's already killed his mom, he's done all this fucked up shit, like he is going to be...
When he came out and shot Morgan.
To grow.
Yeah.
And now I just have to go back, because it's from Perks of Being a Wallflower, his name is... Lerman. Oh, give me just 1 second before you turn that to red. I am watching. But
here,
this
want me to
kid,
help you look it up?
No, I got it right here. His name is Logan Lerman, and this is what last week the thought was coming to me, and I was talking about Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I remember hearing his name somewhere.
This was on Facebook, and I was this Logan Lerman that's in Perks of Being a Wallflower. He was in The Butterfly Effect. And he was the younger Ashton Kutcher. And he just has a couple quick scenes during flashbacks. And I was like, wow, that kid is good. And IMDb was new. So I remember I Googled him. And I was like, okay, I got to keep my eye on him. Then 310 to Yuma with Russell Crowe. That great remake. That great Western. It's my second favorite genre is Westerns. Phenomenal movie. He's the son that's pretty much the star of the movie. And I'm like, watch that kid. He's good. And then Perks of Being a Wallflower comes on. I'm like, okay, this kid looks so familiar. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's this kid that every 5 years makes a great movie. And I think this kid that plays Carl.
Okay, but I have to ask you one more question. And y'all can involve too, because it's not necessarily about the show. But I want to know, on this most recent show, there was a hitchhiker, right? So they're kind of driving through.
Well, we could go a whole hour on that.
And well, we're going to go to the drinking game, and we can probably talk about all kinds of shit.
Hitchhiker, and I just want to know, and I was Googling, why don't they stop and help people?
I'll tell you.
And well, let me just say, so that these guys know, right? So you're in the zombie apocalypse, there's zombies everywhere, and they don't help other people. They're like...
Not always. Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they help
selfish
people.
Selfish bastards.
Sometimes they don't. Oh. I don't... Again, you're not watching it. I know it doesn't mean anything, but I was so upset that...
Because Rick has finally turned into Shane. And he's finally lost his moral... God. He's finally lost his nothing. I'm a hero. And okay.
No.
So they had this morally ambiguous character that would always... They survived, though. When he was in charge, they lived. He did shitty things to people, but everyone, like, people
Shane.
Live. Shane.
They were all alive.
And they got rid of him, and you were left with this guy that always wants to be the hero, and he always wants to go back and save people. Well, people die. So you go back to save one person, and four people die. It's stupid.
Right.
And you hate him for doing it. So finally, on this one, they had one mission, and he did not lose sight of the mission. They saw a hitchhiker, and he was like, no, he turned into Shane. We go on. Fuck that
and
guy.
And then I was up
we
so
can't
upset
stop.
Watching Carl.
So then the whole episode goes and no one even comments. Like the kid in the back doesn't care either.
That's what made my heart break. I thought Carl was going to say, Dad, all, why aren't we helping
now
him?
Now they're all dead inside. So then on the way back, it's the apocalypse. Of course, the guy's dead. They stop and they pick up his backpack and put it in the car.
Oh, God.
No, and it was, they don't.
Oh, my God. It was so... Because you guys don't watch it. It was such
it was
a great...
It was intense.
It was
when
such
they
a
drive
great moment.
By and they're going by the wreck and you're wondering, how is this hitchhiker going to play in? And it was so good.
Because they finally
could,
got...
Could I
back.
Please get an IV?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see what, we can, home. See what we can do.
If you guys watch this, you'd be so hooked.
You would be. It is
so much better than reality television.
It is the best show.
It's it so is good. 8:30 on hour two. We haven't even started
the
yet. The official drinking game hasn't even started yet, but God
the
damn it, it
dead.
Needs
Keep
to happen. Yeah, anyway. We're coming right back with that. And then don't forget, stick around for hour three. We're Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we'll probably still be talking about zombies. We'll be coming up just next.
I have one more thing to say about that.
Well, stand by. You can hold that for just a few moments. We're coming right back right here on Q Talk. America, cheesy wow. Pete's.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break. So far, just wait till after this 30.
And now something special from your friends at Q-Talk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at Q-Talk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our Q-Talk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/Q-Talk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code Q-Talk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Q-Talk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
God bless Joe for putting that together.
It's a funny thing.
It
I enjoy
really
it.
It really is.
Good times. So, Al.
Oh, our drinking word is zombies.
Cheers,
look
Al.
At my shot face.
Oh, it is not going to take you that. You had an empty glass, lady. All right, so I just have to top off the zombie-filled drink. I am happy to drink Justin Vineyards. I am happy to play along on this one, a Petit Verdot. So now I told you a couple weeks ago that the highest rated, scripted, 18 to 3 years from my age demographic.
Nobody needs to know, Al.
And this is on a cable network where not all the world has cable. Is The Walking Dead, the highest rated. Like, everybody in all the networks is in a full-blown panic because they don't own this show. It's on fucking AMC, American Movie Classics. Again, it's like
AMC is turning it out.
What's the little bitch's name that's on
Martha,
the Learning Channel?
Martha Stewart?
No, that's a bigger bitch.
The Learning Channel.
The one that's Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Wow. So sad that that rolls off the tip of my tongue.
Right.
And it's so sad that it's on the Learning Channel.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Right. So now we're on American Movie Classics with a TV show. Right. Like, makes no sense. Makes no sense. So guess what beat it, though, this week?
I finally see the correlation.
Guess what finally beat it?
Oh, what?
The Bible by Ken Burns.
Oh,
really?
No, no. God. Oh, my God. I keep doing
Viking?
That.
Viking
no,
thing?
No, I keep doing it.
It's not Ken Burns.
It's by Mark Burnett. Okay,
and
so
his wife,
Rona,
his
isn't
wife
that the guy from Survivor?
So much plastic surgery.
What's
she
her
looks
name?
Like a zombie.
Rona. What's her name?
Actually,
Rona something. She's from... Yes, zombie. What's she's from Fucked by an Angel? Touched by an Angel? What happened
is that
to that angel?
From Touched by an Angel?
Yes.
That's his wife?
That's her.
She has, you just can't tell
she
who
has
she
has
is?
So much plastic surgery, you'd have literally no idea.
Roman Down?
Turns out she's
Nora
all kinds Downey? Of... Well, I don't know if she's Jesus crazy. I'm kind of...
Well,
I'm kind of
come
I'm,
on.
I'm
she's got a TV
a
show
she's
called Touched
Jesus-y.
By an Angel.
I know, but Della Reese is a minister, and she's kind of friendly. I've never heard anything bad about her. And she married her. Doma.
Oh my God! Okay,
Doma, whatever
I thought
her
you
name
married.
Is.
Married.
Oh no! Yeah. Right. Like, she officiated.
She officiated.
Thank you.
The zombie apocalypse wedding that they have. I'm
because
guessing.
That shit is some zombie shit.
So finally,
they are
something
crazy.
The first thing to beat The Walking Dead. So now the people on network TV are like, we don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
The number one show in the 18 to 3 years from now demographic for me becoming a zombie is The Walking Dead. And then what beats it? The Bible. On a
so
channel
crazy.
That no one gets, which I'm
although,
assuming is the Bible
similar,
channel. I don't know where it's airing.
You know what?
I
mean,
appreciate
that's probably
the fact
what they said when Jesus came out of that tomb.
I appreciate the fact that they're
that
both.
He was a zombie.
He was
living dead.
But you know what, though?
Died 3 days.
These are both stories about fictitious things. That's
but
all I'm saying.
Different plague because... According to the guy in the CDC, no one had to wait 3 days to become a zombie. I think they said the longest one is 20 hours.
Is this on the show?
On the show,
oh, it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Because I watched that first season. Amazing.
I need to rewatch
Amazeballs.
It. I probably need to go back.
You should. I recommend it highly.
So what, you know they're doing it in black and white, which someone posted.
You could tell me we're doing it with crayons next week and I'd still watch it.
Someone said, why would I want to go back and watch that
sepia
in black and white?
Tones.
Oh, it was actually my gay rapper boyfriend, Caswell, who I've met a number of times and I'm completely obsessed with.
Okay.
He tweeted, why would I want to go back and watch this in black and white? And I wanted to like retweet or quote tweet and ask him a question about it, but I don't get tweeting. I don't get it. So I couldn't like...
Hashtag zombie. I don't know
exactly.
Either.
But I wanted to ask, why? Do you hate the show? Like, what's happening to our relationship? I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I
was... Now, I'm
against... They are going back.
I'm against colorizing anything. Like, I think it's horrible because I don't know if they've improved the process or if they shot the person that started it. They're horrible.
Well, Ted Turner was doing everything for a while.
Right. And I mean, seriously, thank God Jane Fonda divorced him so I could like her again.
Yes.
Oh, and Michonne and Tyler Michonne has been accepted here on our show as well. I love that lady. Please, Tyler, because I got to get off this topic, but
finish
please
that.
Tell me you watch The Talking Dead, because The Talking Dead is crack, too. Like, there's no limit to the amount of crack on the fucking American Movie Channel, which I haven't watched a movie on in years.
Ever, right.
Because it used to all be black and white.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they?
No, they didn't. Okay, so now we'll move on. So the first
thing...
Are
you thinking Turner Classic?
Wait,
TCM probably
wait,
was the black
thing.
And white.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Neither.
Okay,
Turner
yeah.
Classic movies?
Neither.
I thought it was.
Oh.
Oh, I
thought
it was.
There was... My dad used to watch one channel that had all black and white movies.
He was watching a black and white TV. Because Gone with the Wind was on both of them.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, but Turner actually owns... Turner Classic Movies actually owns Gone with the Wind, so they can play it more often.
Okay, wait. Mm. So... Breaking Bad. Also AMC, right?
Yes.
Their AMC is just smart because Breaking Bad is another... And I don't know what's... I need to get caught up.
Yeah,
but that's another like critically acclaimed, big time awards.
Everywhere.
Smart show.
All right. So just so Marnie can participate. Now, here we go. Well, I can't do reality shows for you. I'm so sorry.
Is there a zombie...
I'm not the reality show girl.
Is that
know,
a zombie football
her.
Reference you're going to make?
Yes.
How the fuck is she going to participate?
Now, I'm not sure if you heard this yet. Now, I found out this goes in your guns segment,
yeah,
which you missed last
okay.
week. Now, this was... I had to do some research on this, but this was in response to what will happen if women are not allowed to carry guns at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. Have you heard this?
No.
Their safety pamphlet on rape has been handed out to women. And their response is...
Because if you're going to be raped, you want it to be safe.
Right. But what they're saying is, if we're...
legitimate.
And because I took this is so stupid. But what they're saying is, this is what we have to do since we cannot let women have guns. I guess Colorado, I don't, each state is so different.
Right.
So Colorado State at Colorado Springs, their safety pamphlet on rape said, try to vomit, pee yourself,
or
claim you are menstruating to avoid rape. And what they meant to say was, this is the ridiculousness we have to go to if we can't let women have guns. And I was, there's so much wrong with this. In a hand-to-hand combat where rape has to happen, you need to be pretty close to rape somebody. The chances of being shot by your own gun go up like
exponentially,
ginormously, like like we're at zombie apocalypse levels here. I just want to drink because this wine is so goddamn delicious. This was a friend for my friend Jenny for Christmas, and I finally found a reason to drink it.
Yeah.
What, Marnie?
You
what
just
happened?
Said, this is a friend for my friend Jenny. A gift, but we got it.
Okay.
It was so cute because he was so like excited. It's a friend for my friend Jenny.
They're both friends.
I like it a lot.
So
that's all.
But they put this out as a real statement. So it took some research to find out why would you say that? Why would you tell women? And the big thing was they were telling people, why don't you hand out pamphlets to the men on campus saying, try not to rape people?
Yeah.
Isn't this pamphlet going to the wrong crowd?
Well, what I would also envision is they're going to hand out a pamphlet to men that say, by the way, if your prospective victim urinates herself, claims menstruating, or does that, she's lying. Because they're, you know, because it seems like there's somebody who's wanting to encourage them to do it.
Right.
Dumbasses. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Whatever. It's so stupid. But it turns out it's part of the gun. It's a Colorado pro-gun lobby that's trying to say, we'll stop putting this out if you'll just give every woman on campus a gun. So what they're saying is we can't stop the violence. This is the part that I can't get past. Like, there's no way to stop the violence, so we have to make everyone more violent. Like, I don't get it. Marnie, I thought I was going to get you with that one. Anything?
Something about violins on TV. I'm not sure.
Something like
Never mind.
And it's the Judy Miller Show. Who was talking about that with Gilda Radner? It's the Judy Miller Show! I'm Judy Miller! Wish she would throw herself into the wall.
Oh, my God.
It must have been Molly. It must have been Molly. I thought it was you. Yeah, somebody across from me.
Yeah, Katie was not there last week.
All right.
No.
So my list is done. So unless
I know you've had... Well, that was a list. That was your entertainment.
That was all I had on my list.
That was your entertainment. Oh, that was it? Just that one thing. Go, Marnie. Got something?
Well, you know, I have a few things. just been kind of going through some stuff. Did you guys hear about the gal who tried out for the NFL?
No,
I did. The kicker. The kicker.
She tried out as a kicker.
Sad pants.
Really kind of sad.
Why? Yeah. What happened?
Well, because if you're going to be the first person who goes out there, first of all, 28 years old. That was surprising to me. You know, not.
I had no idea. I mean, I guess I just didn't think of the age, but that's
a big deal. Yeah. I mean, 28. Most of the guys that are going out there,
well, they're 20. 21, 22.
Yeah.
Right. Big black guys.
And some.
Good times.
And
I did that for Al.
She went out there and two kicks. Apparently in warm-ups had pulled a quad muscle, was what was said, and got out there and did not kick, did two kicks, neither of them more.
Really bad.
Than 20 yards. Like, that's 18
yards and like then, like, 13.
But what was her record? What was her, like...
She wanted to make a 60. And
it was a lot better. She had
right.
made.
But
she
what
had...
was her track record prior to
that's
that?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. She could do up to, like, a 60-yard, apparently.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was...
It was embarrassing.
But here, right. And here you're up there, and she put, you know, the distance wasn't there, but hopefully the scouts will notice my technique. She said, it's not always the length. I thought kind of inappropriate. These are things that, you know, you kind of go, maybe we should have rethought that. So there's a...
It probably would have seemed even more odd if it would have been one of those big black guys saying, it's not always about the length.
Ain't always about the length, baby.
While playing Barry White in the background.
With one arm.
A zombie with one arm is not as good as a zombie with two.
There you have
You'll be
it.
One of, Michonne's pets.
There you go.
I was going to call her Moesha, and I realized it probably was not her name.
Not
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Right.
So there, you know, the whole gays in the NFL thing has become a big deal.
Big deal. Since right. Hashtag big deal.
Or not about the length.
Enough testosterone, and no, it's
now
good.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
Culver from the 49ers had made the statement very eloquently. I don't do the gay guys, man, Culver said.
Good.
I don't do that. no, we don't got no gay people on the team. They got to get up out of here if they do. Oh, okay. So, anyway.
Did he say it like that?
No, actually, if I had done it, if I had stated it like he stated it, people would have said that I am.
Yeah, racist.
Racist.
Now, so, what you need to start doing.
I didn't say it very brightly.
Let
but,
me tell you,
you
what I want you to start doing. When you find these stories. Yeah. You let me know. I'll find the audio and we'll play
no,
this
show.
No,
it was. I think it was printed. Okay. I'm not.
No,
sure.
Actually, it wasn't. Oh, okay. He was on Artie Lang's show.
And, oh, okay. And,
you find. You find it.
Artie,
you tell me
wait,
the link.
Artie Lang. Whoa. Yeah. Artie Lang has a show.
Oh yeah.
Who the hell's Artie Lang?
Artie Lang was.
He was a Howard Stern sidekick for years and years and years.
Yes.
That was. He was like the reason I watched. I went and saw him at the Tempe Improv.
Sure.
I bought him whatever the drink that he whatever the drink. I can't Jack and Coke or something that I bought him a Jack and Coke like from the waiter. I loved Artie.
Oh, no, he totally has a show.
Yeah, no,
and that's
he,
where this Culliver made this statement. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So there was a op-ed kind of piece that was written, and it said, the more remarkable thing is that if football has had the relationship scandal, like talking about different relationship scandals, and because they were talking about Manti.
Mateo.
Oh, yeah. That's taking a weird twist.
Right. So they were talking about, you know, these relationships, and the headline, I believe, was like, they should be asking questions about fake girlfriends, not if you're gay. Because at the combine, where they go and they do the whole, how fast do you run? It's for the NFL. It's pre-draft.
It's like the training camp for, oh, I was so ready with that
you
joke.
Were trying,
and I lost
you were
it.
Trying.
Oh.
So anyway,
a league of their own.
Yeah, they go out there
because I was going to understand that.
Oh,
they go out there and they're working out and they're showing scouts their skills,
right? Their prowess.
Their prowess, if you will. That's what the NFL. Very nice.
Zombies
done.
Don't
that's
have prowess.
No, they don't have prowess. That's how you know you're not dealing with a zombie if they got prowess.
But her big deal in writing about this was that at the combine there was a gentleman quarterback.
Gentleman quarterback.
Well,
I like that.
No,
I want to be one of those.
And apparently he was, even though I screwed up those words. He went in and the scouts were kind of interviewing him. They liked what they saw in the field, and so they were interviewing him. And they said, sorry. God, I had it all together. Shit. they asked him if he was gay. They just came out and asked him.
Why would you just randomly ask somebody that?
Because that's their new thing. Like, you know, and not, well, like, no, are you gay? It was
he trying to change the color scheme of uniforms?
Well, no, right. Yes. I think mauve would be great.
You're going to be doing breast cancer awareness week every week.
I know, I love the pink.
Pink shoes.
This is mauve. I'm sorry. Right, okay.
looks like the whole stage has been posed down with Pepto-Bismol.
Blush and blush.
It's blush and bashful. Yeah,
one is definitely darker than the other.
this big deal was made, and it wasn't, you know, are you gay? But it may as well have been, you know, so really awkward shit. Like, you know, so do you have a girlfriend? Which I thought was a gay come on. Like, I thought maybe they were coming on to him instead of just trying to find out.
Because Al and I have used those same lines.
Absolutely.
Now,
these
guys. I've lost a little track in your live reading. I'm part zombie. This wine is delicious. Now, are you talking about what they asked the catfish guy?
It's kind of a combination story that this person put together.
Okay.
They did this... it's the whole idea that instead of asking, because of relationship scandals, instead of asking if someone's gay, they should be more focused on all these fake girlfriends that are running around. It says the more remarkable thing is that if football has had a relationship scandal, it wasn't with a gay player. It was with a Notre Dame player who carried on an online romance with a woman who, it turned out, did not even exist. Not even before the player declared himself heartbroken over her untimely death.
Right.
Like, the
okay.
ridiculousness of the two things. And so this person was writing, it's time to get over homophobia. A fake girlfriend and phony romantic tragedy are far worse for the sports image than a real gay player.
Right.
Yeah.
By far. Two things on this. First, see The Walking Dead, so you know what we're talking about. Because there's no Oscars or elections, so I'm going to be on Walking Dead till Dexter starts.
I hope that's next week.
Well, you know that my idea of sex still remains getting drunk and talking about Dexter.
I think of sex.
Okay. I'm not even kidding. Catfish.
No,
Catfish,
you said that since the beginning.
Catfish.
God, I
said get it
caught
since
up.
The show
I need to catch up on
Catfish
Dexter.
The documentary. If you don't know, because that is what happened to, please say his name.
Manati Te'o.
Thank you. Yeah. And the guy that catfished him, is that name's phenomenal. John Stewart on The Daily Show cannot give up that name. He blames everything on the guy that catfished him. But catfished a documentary, so you know what the MTV show is, kind of watered down version of like this guy being catfished. And then the second thing, do you remember in Moneyball? You don't. I won't even look over there. But on Moneyball, in the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt, when they were talking about how they recruited players before that guy came in and saved the A's, and then Boston finally used their his way to do it, and they won the World Series using his thing. The old way to recruit players was to ask. They wanted to see pictures of their girlfriends because if they had an ugly girlfriend, they thought they had low self-esteem. Like, none of their interview questions to build the team were about.
Okay.
So that's what this guy came in from Moneyball, and he was like, but can you get on base? Okay. And he looks at, what's his name, the Jewish guy with the fro.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo.
Nicely done.
Fuck China. We're going there for the Jews. Woo. Till we get to a Pope story.
I knew we'd find a new one. I have that next.
Yeah. Oh, get the song ready. I'll get the song ready. Can I get the song ready?
And I haven't been able to listen to that yet. Damn it. I haven't been able
can
to
you
listen
write that
I
down?
Give you guys what 3-day fucking
Honey,
clues.
I know you
so
did.
So anyways, but in Moneyball, that was one of the things was like, ugly girlfriend, no self-esteem, we can't recruit him. Okay. And they're like, but he gets on base. But anyways, what is that guy's name? He's such a funny actor.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Who,
he does
like,
really well.
Who does, he's like the numbers guy that tells him, and he snaps his finger and he goes, you want me to talk? When I point at you, talk.
Right.
And he says, but he gets on base. So I am ready for your Pope story.
Well, and I
Harrison, will... this one's for you, because she's been, she reminded
Pope
me of
story?
It. No, you do your Pope story. I got a song for it.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Can we play that?
We're going to just play a snippet.
Yeah, 1 second. So we're just to stay with the theme. There was a story that came out about sexual tension in the locker room and gays.
Okay.
Right? And that this is a big deal. Well, of course you do. And that there's some, you know, this should give you a clue. It's a gentleman from, I use that loosely, American Family Association.
Oh, that's always a bad sign.
Right.
Exactly.
When whenever the word family, whenever you hear that word,
run for the zombies. And it was declared on his focal point radio show, something I won't be listening to, according to the Right Wing Watch. It just gets worse. The NFL is not going to put up with that kind of nonsense. They know you get sexual tension in a locker room. You can't avoid divisive things coming into the locker room.
I have had sexual tension in a locker room.
I actually don't think that that's normal.
I don't,
right?
Yeah.
Like, no. I mean, you don't just, like, sexual tension in a male locker room means that there's gay people there.
No,
that's
I'm
okay,
sorry.
But,
no, I'm sorry. When there's men... There's sexual tension.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter gay or straight.
Because
as soon as you put all the sailors on the boat and get in the Navy, like, I mean,
they're all gay at that point.
Anything that the Village People sings about is usually all men with sexual tension.
Spot on, zombie.
And then finally someone got laid.
Right.
And then they resolved the problem.
Well, and the whole idea is that, you know, they were saying that in the NFL, that if a team is going to be completely okay with openly gays in the locker room, they know that other players are going to stay away from that team in droves. And I thought...
No, they aren't.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Stop it.
They won a championship. Nobody could give a rat's ass about, you know, about the rest of it. So it's just interesting how all of this is becoming... I mean, that was just today. I was able to find like 7 different stories on these kind of things. So,
and you know that if, but if when you are the first gay player, when you were the first black player, when you're the first,
people are saying I don't want to be Jackie Robinson.
Can you
which
imagine?
I can't wait for that movie.
And there's, I mean, we don't know about the first Jackie Robinsono that came from. Where are they all from? The Dominican Republic.
Jackie Robin Homo, you mean?
Like now,
what
the
are we
entire,
talking about?
The entire National Baseball League. Mm-hmm. That's not the right name, but what are they really called?
MLB.
Major MLB.
League Baseball.
The entire fucking place. They send me emails every day. You'd think I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
They're all Dominican Republic. But you know, the first one, they were like, I don't think we should go with these people. They're kind of brown.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, you're white. Do you have any family members from the Dominican Republic?
Right. Yeah.
We're not sure you can play. From? Who do you know from the Dominican Republic?
Like, then maybe.
But you know that a week after they find out there's all these great gay baseball players, I don't know if there are, but there could be, they're going to be like, oh, we're going to need you to be gay.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. And people are coming out, though, after. It's just like that soccer thing I told you about last week.
Yeah. Well, and the soccer player who kissed his partner and...
And then quit.
And then quit, right.
Don't quit, Jodie Foster. Get... Right. You know what I mean? Do it.
Mm-hmm. And so that takes me before I have truly 2 other things, 3 maybe. I have 3
there
things.
There are a
after
couple
this.
Of major things that have gone last week that we've missed.
There
so
are 3
far.
Things that I definitely 3 other things, and then I'm
my phone that's playing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pulling an L right now.
Yeah.
Sit your ass back down.
I'm
fuck off!
Trying to make you funnier later.
I tried to sound like him too.
He can't get you by fire. There it is.
There you have
I'll
it.
Be careful.
We're planning entertainment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck off.
So
if you can just work on your pitch when you're imitating me. You want somewhere between a dying chihuahua and a run over penguin.
I appreciate that there was a baseball reference and you said something about pitch. I think it was funny.
Thank you.
That was nice. The pitcher and the catcher.
Dog walking!
That was pretty close.
Thanks. Oh, so the next pope? Nope. Did you hear about the guy who showed up? Showed up. The big pope?
I am.
Yeah. They have a picture of this guy, and I can show it to you if you'd like. He's the
was a fake cardinal.
A fake cardinal.
No, yeah, because he was
fake, fake bishop.
He tried to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he shows up, and he had like a purple sash. Really, a scarf.
A scarf?
It's like maroon.
A fedora.
Right.
Not the little skull cap thing. Right. And so I, hysterical. And he almost got there, and they were comparing him to that Tariq and, was it Michelle? It kind of looks like Michelle Salahi, the
that crashed
Virginia
the White
couple.
House. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
that crashed Obama's first White House dinner. He was posing with the dignitaries and set his sights on an even more, I appreciate this, coveted gathering. First, Ninth Commandment. Cute. Anyway.
Those Catholics.
I know. Killing me. And they're crazy Catholics is what they are. Yeah. I mean, they're like, well. he's a self-declared bishop. You got to love a self-declared German bishop. I am as well, but I don't think they'll buy it. he reportedly calls himself Basilius. We just call him Silly for short.
Silly.
And he was with the non-existent Italian Orthodox Church. But it was hysterical. He shows up and he smiled and posed for the cameras and
hands with the cardinals.
Pictures
of him with the other cardinals.
Yeah. And this was a big deal. And when you tried to blend in.
When you looked at his scarf, too, it was very clearly like mauve.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I need that before he ran out the door. and, you know, this whole top secret meeting, and apparently he was nabbed and booted out by the Swiss guards.
The Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, right, which we're going to get to in a minute. Seems the disguise was a little off and gave him away. You know, it said the cassock was too short, the crucifix around his neck a bit different. I don't know, maybe it was the Star of David. I don't know what it was. Back to the Jews, God. And the purple scarf was conspicuous against all the red. The fedora against all the skull caps probably didn't help.
And they were fake Prada from Chinatown.
Right. So anyway, I just thought that was hysterical.
And his terry cloth robe.
Yeah, exactly. With his terry cloth shorts underneath. But if he had been able to make it in there, that would have fucking killed me. That would have been fantastic. But no, the fake German Pope from the Italian Orthodox Church that doesn't exist. Did not make it.
I love it. The Italian Orthodox, because someone's going to be more Orthodox than the Romans. Yeah,
I did hear
the
on
literal city.
Right.
I did hear on TMZ though that one of the other cardinals thought he was cute and got a phone number. So I'm not. That was.
Did he resign then?
No.
Oh, because most gays do.
No, there's no scandal yet.
Oh, got it.
No scandal. Wait till scandal, then quit.
So I do have my three other things. You play your song.
Oh, we're going to have a song.
We have the Pope song.
Should we just do this? And then we have to, because we have to cross over. We don't have time. We have to do the crossover and then we'll come back for hour three.
Wait.
What are you doing?
What's up?
Okay. Because I'm just having a.
He's trying to find something. Is something, am I supposed to, can you hand me the.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, stand by.
It's all loaded up and ready.
Oh, I love it. Let me have your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, my God. All these, I understand what play is.
Oh, all right.
So this
is. If it fucks up, it's really hard to find on that.
All right, so this is...
It's Niren Cadell.
Okay, do you want to give any kind of a backup of what this is?
No, but this would have been funnier if I was better at my phone. Just hit it.
Okay.
Well, you got your Pope penance buttons, your Pope clothes. You got your Pope binoculars to see him up close. And a cry, but I saw that man away. Cried much to my surroundings' delight. I cried. Sadly lacking air.
The Pope, 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 Pope.
Where are you? Mr. Holiness.
That's great.
The best part is, well, he visits with Nazis and he doesn't believe in abortion, lets us take the pill, but there's still a certain je ne sais quoi. Some peace, some love, some goodwill. Yeah, the Pope.
I'm excited to listen to
that. She knew what she, well, she didn't know I needed a laugh the other day, but she intuited that I needed a laugh the other day, and she reminded me of a song I already owned.
I love it.
It is the end of hour two. We're going to have another hour coming up in spite of our...
And it turns out we need the time.
Yeah, because Marnie has apparently got a list of loaded shit she wants to talk about.
Weird.
Oh, my God. It's the show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee. We are here with Al Perkins, Marnie Ryer, Katie June, and you, the humble, loyal listener or viewer, as you may now be. We're coming back on the other side. If you're listening to this on the rebroadcast, don't forget... Hour three is a separate audio download, but if you're watching the video, it's all in one. We'll be back in just moments right here on Q Talk.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America.